Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Robin and Keeve Need a Podcast, episode number 160. First proper episode of 2022. Robin and Keeve, airing of the grievances, aka forgive or forget you, as we are going to hear about many of the grievances from our listeners, and we will determine whether or not they should forgive the party in question or figuratively say forget you from their life. And here with me, a man who will never forget you, except if it comes to recognizing your face, it's Uncle Keevy, Keeva Whitaker.
What's going on? I'm excited for this new year of Renap.
Yeah.
You sound. And I will say the best of last week. It was very good. I listened to it.
Good.
I crushed it.
Good. I mean, look, it's the best of. If it's not great, we did something wrong.
It's true. Imagine if the best of stinks, it's the rest of the stuff. You can't even imagine what it was that year, probably.
I was thinking this week that I think that maybe we should have a best of RHAP weekly, Akiva. What do you think about that? Is that my head is too big, or is that actually a good idea?
I don't think it's crazy.
Hear me out.
I think it's a lot of work.
So here it is. That all of the wrap-ups and everything, okay? The host, they have a good clip, send it in. Okay, boom. We set it up. You don't have a good clip from that week, fine. You're not in the show. Every week.
I think it's a good idea.
All right.
But my only question would be weekly versus monthly. Like, hey, send us your best thing of the month.
I almost feel like monthly is harder.
Yeah, you could be right. Mm-hmm. And some of the things are like
best of the week. It's 30 minutes or less.
The whole thing is 30 minutes or less.
Maybe it's like, hey, we got to cut your clip for time, but it's short. It's short. Like, it's not going to be like over an hour. It's just like, it's like, oh, I didn't get to listen to the podcast this week. Let me just listen to the best of.
Fast forward July 1st, 2022. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dearest Rob.
Yep.
I write to you from an unnamed podcast on RHAP Rehab.
Yep.
It has been several weeks since our wonderful audio program has been featured in the best of.
Well, did you send us a clip? Did you send us the clip?
What the hell? Every week I send clips.
Yeah.
I guess they're not good enough for the best of.
Yeah. Did anybody tweet about them?
Well, here's my question.
We'll have a form. Go to robinsonwebsite.com/best of the week and then let us know when you hear something that should be in the best of the week show.
Should there have to be at least one tweet saying like, wow, this is great for you to enter? Because I wonder if, you know, then everyone's just submitting their best thing every week. That's not bad, but that's more of like a live look into every show, which is fine.
Yeah, right.
It's podcast red zone, baby. It's podcast red zone.
More like that's podcast a good name sports for it, center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It is true.
Yeah. All right.
Imagine if a podcast was like going really well, like live look in to Robin Akiva. Someone's about to tell a great joke.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that should be like if you're a $85 patron, you sort of like, I'm hearing a lot of laughter on the line. Let's go ahead and check in on Renap. Okay. I think they're on to something. I think they're about to bring in a great guest. I think that they Frail Mary is coming in 3, 2, 1.
Can I make a tweak to this idea?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my suggestion. What if you did more like a okay, two ideas. One is like, instead of doing best of, do like deleted scenes from.
Deleted
scenes.
Like
for anyone who's editing, it's like anything that you might cut out, like just because. Mm,
I think usually there's a reason why we're cutting things out, Mary.
Okay. What about like sort of like the out of context tweets? But just like small clips,
random clips.
Yeah, like random clips.
Well, I almost feel like, is that a podcast or is that a tweet at that point?
Yeah, right. I was going to say, this sounds more like the kind of thing that you would put a thread out for, of like, here's here's the best of, instead of like actually compiling it. It does seem like a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm just saying that this week in particular, I'm sure like, you know, it's the start of the week, first week of the year. And I think that we probably had like, you know, that I know from the podcast that I've been on, you know, we have great stuff from, you know, Mike Bloom coming in as DigiBen, and had fun talking about Joe Millionaire with Jenny and Mafia. And and that's just the shows that I've been on this week.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's what about not a, the worst 30 minutes. Idea.
What about a top 10?
Top 10. That's too much. I think that's still a little too much work. To the top 10. Mm-hmm. Just like,
does it become less special though? Then nobody wants to listen to the best of for the year.
No, then the best of from the weeks, our work is done. We already cut all the clips from the whole year. Mm-hmm.
Just have to re-listen to 52 podcasts and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay, because we all have time in our schedule to re-listen to podcasts as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, the great Mary Kwiatkowski is back here with us. Frail Mary, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I think this is a good time to be here on RNAP because if you ask my sister, I've got nothing but grievances.
Nothing but grievances. That sounds like a podcast.
Yeah, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Like my main one right now is probably the fact that my parents over, you know, the holidays when I was there, got them started watching because Amazing Race in preparation was coming out soon. So we were like, okay, let's watch an old season. Which one? Definitely the Robin Amber one. So we popped that in, watched it on DVD, and then they had like one episode left, but I had to leave, go back to Richmond. So when I came back here, was really missing that DVD. And I'm like, oh, it's fine. You know, next time they visit, they'll bring it down. My mom has visited twice in the week since then and did not bring it either time.
Ooh.
So that's, you know, I need to see, I've seen it before, but I need to see that last episode.
You were going to like pound the table and my grievance is, why did the plane go back? You, Chen and Joyce should not have won.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
Right, that was who more, won. That's who won. That's, spoiler alert.
Yes, yeah. But that's like a private grievance. You know, I mean, I can't even yell at the DVD because I don't have it. Can't even
Mary,
watch it.
Why
right
are you watching DVD? Is it because the Amazing Race seasons aren't streaming?
Well, that's part of it. That's another grievance. Yeah, we'll get those streaming on a platform I own. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's something fun about being able to have commentary and like the deleted scenes and
there's
stuff.
There's commentary like on the Amazing Race DVDs?
Yeah. Yes.
Who does it?
Oh, the contestants usually.
Hey, let me tell you about this time, this leg of the race.
Yeah, I can really only listen to the commentary. I can only listen to the commentary on like the last disc though, because all the previous ones, it's like whoever was eliminated that episode does the commentary and everybody just hates Robin Amber the whole time. So it's kind of hard to listen to.
I can't imagine. So how many seasons of The Amazing Race did they do DVD commentary for, Akiva? What's your guess?
Well, I was going to ask, is there such thing still as a DVD commentary?
I think that when me and you watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I think that's going to be the closest thing.
Like, yeah, I just don't know. I don't own a DVD. I don't own something that could play a DVD. I'm amazed at the Kowski family.
Yeah. Yeah.
His ability to sort of still do this. Like, there has to be a way for you to watch this episode, Mary, that's not on a DVD.
Well, can we talk about just movie commentaries? Because like they put out Blu-ray movies. I'm sure they still get like the director to give like a commentary, but like what was a big movie from last year? Did that movie have any commentary on Blu-ray disc?
Well, so there, maybe I'm trying to think of like the most recent DVD I bought of the most recent movie was Tenet, and that came out in 2020. Mm-hmm. And DVD was probably late 2020, and it had a ton of behind the scenes, so that was quality content. But I can't remember
a ton of behind the scenes. But did they do?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was commentary. Oh, it's definitely more common to have the like producer director kind of commentary stuff, which isn't as fun as the like actor okay. commentary, yeah. but all right. you know, it's good.
Tenet stuff. Blu-ray DVD digital combo pack. Let's see. What are there any bone? Like, where do you even see if there's like they used to like prominently say this stuff. Click on the image for expanded review. Akiva, you would never watch Tenet, right?
I have never seen Tenet. I'm not going to watch Tenet.
Mm.
But yeah,
I'm
no,
a Tenet super fan.
You
it's
are.
Like, it's my number one thing. I changed my Twitter bio. It's all about me liking Tenet.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
The special features, there's looking at the world in a new way, the making of Tenet, but is there DVD commentary on Tenet? Special features. I don't know. It's hard to say. Nobody's doing DVD commentary anymore.
I mean, they can really just add it to Netflix now. Like, if the movie's on Netflix, like, hey, click the commentary track and watch it.
I don't think that people they have commentary it. Track on Netflix.
No, but
I know, but they should, I'm saying. That's the thing.
There are a lot of podcasts out there that do commentary, but it's like, you know, just fans or whatever. It's all the same kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So should that be the first grievance? There's nobody does movie commentary anymore.
Yeah. Nobody does movie commentary. And I will say, like, there are some movies that are not the best movies, but the commentary is worth it more than the movie is. Like, I go back and I watch Twilight with the commentary on constantly, but like without the commentary, it's not that good. But yeah. with the commentary, it's great.
Mary, what are the best movie commentaries of all time?
Oh, the Twilight movie commentary is great.
Obviously.
The first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Who's on it?
Well, that one's like only if you're like a movie nerd and you like want to know. Like, because that's like a producer director one, okay. but it's really good. And then another producer director one that's really good is the second Hunger Games movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. Anything where the people really give you like a lot of behind the scenes info. That's the kind of thing I like.
See, we give the behind the scenes info in the actual media.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the whole reason why, like, you know, Office Ladies and stuff took off. Right. That's like basically the entire thing. It's just doing commentary and behind the scenes info.
Did podcasts replace DVD commentary?
I think a little bit. I just think the death of the DVD really killed it, but I do think we can bring it back. I think just add it on Hulu and Netflix.
See, to be that people had so little content to do. They would then watch a movie over again, basically like with a podcast in it, because you didn't have any podcasts to listen to. Now you have so many podcasts to listen to. Almost nobody other than Mary is going to go back and watch a movie and listen to a hidden podcast in a movie.
But hear me out. If they make DVD commentary a thing again, if that's like, and they're bringing back the actors, I mean, imagine watching like Marvel movies with the actors on there, you know, you got to pay them big bucks. I think we could make DVDs have a renaissance.
No,
like vinyl's back. DVD could come back.
Mary, you know what? I think that this is what you're going in the wrong direction with this, because I think like, okay, you have like MCU and like Endgame. All right, let's have like, let's get like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. And they're talking about, and they're like, what was this character's name? Do you even know? I have no idea. Like, did you even care? Who is this? Like, I think the fans would revolt if they knew how little they cared about like the nerdy stuff in the movie.
No, but do people care about that, or would they want to watch a DVD commentary that's like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans just like joking about like, haha, remember when we pulled that prank on set or whatever?
You think they're pulling a lot of pranks on the Avengers Endgame set?
Probably not. And yet every single interview with them always asks about what pranks were pulled on set. No one ever has any pranks.
Akiva,
stop asking that question.
Nobody ever asks me or you like, so on when you guys were doing Renap 133, were there any pranks that were happening behind the scenes?
It is like a very common talk show question that like, I guess is random. I'm trying to think of the biggest prank in Renap history.
Yeah, it was the sleepover podcast.
Was that what it was? I mean, there was that one time where we did the Robin Akiva, our schmucks, and then
I guess we pranked the listeners. That is a good point.
Listeners.
We pranked the listeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We pranked the listeners a couple times at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you'll listen to this no matter what.
Akiva, what if the listeners told us like that there was like some great Blu-ray commentary that we had to listen to?
So we're going to, the episode is going to be us listening to the commentary and then just talking about it. I don't know.
By the way, one of our, you know, beloved listeners, John, sent some holiday gifts for me. He sent me the Leprechaun DVD box set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just out of, can I grab it? You want to know if there's any Leprechaun commentary?
Yes, please. We do need to know that for sure.
Here, talk amongst yourselves for a second. Don't come up with any pranks.
All right.
If you're going to do a commentary, though, I mean, I highly recommend the Twilight.
Let's think of a good prank.
A prank?
Against Rob. Oh, okay. Quick.
Yeah, we just leave the podcast. That'd be a prank, wouldn't it?
Yeah, fine. When he comes back, don't talk. Okay?
Okay.
No, but we don't know when he's going to come back.
Yeah, I don't know when he's coming back. This is going to be riveting. You kids don't pull any pranks on you?
Okay, so the Leprechaun films here, I have that... John picked up the Leprechaun DVD 7-film collection, Blu-ray and digital. Thank you, John, again. See the cult classics in full HD audio and video includes 5 new featurettes, audio commentaries, behind-the-scenes footage, and more. There you go. What is this, the prank where you're not going to talk? Is that what, that's what the prank is?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it.
Spoiled so quickly.
Mm-hmm. We got you. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay, well, are they actor commentaries?
I don't know. We'll look it up online. Warwick Davis, we'll see if he does a commentary. I suspect not.
I would listen.
Do you think Jennifer Aniston does a commentary?
Oh, gosh.
Imagine like the ask, like, all right, I'll do it. $7.5 million for me to show up.
I don't
in
think
the
she
studio
would do it for $7.5 million. You know,
she wouldn't do an hour and a half, like
not a big enough pot of gold, I think.
I guess that's true.
Well, yeah. I also have a lot of TV on DVD, and the commentaries on those are also really good.
Okay.
Like on the Boy Meets World ones, they do picture in picture commentary.
Oh,
you can actually watch them. Those are pretty good.
Okay.
That is cool.
All right. Well, we did a whole like a mini podcast. I mean, this is when I think that Marta, the podcast reviewer, would say, I think that Akiva is the person that keeps the podcast on track.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Well, we were going to have a mailbag this week, but that was it just now. We lost
there
a large
we
chance
we
to
did
have
it.
A mailbag.
All right.
Good job. Well, we got an idea out of it. So
yeah, lots of ideas. All right. So we have what? How many submissions of grievances from the listeners?
Close to 100 grievances. I picked out the best ones and, there's no set order here. Mm-hmm. We'll go, as long as we're having fun and we have time, we'll go over some grievances and we'll decide if these people should forgive the person they're grieving against or forget them, which is code for, what's the code for?
The CeeLo Green version of forget you. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Akiva, let's start with Mary's parents. Should she forgive them or forget you and sort of disassociate?
I don't think she should completely like cut them off after 2 times of not bringing the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they should get a third chance.
3 times and you're out.
Mm-hmm. At least like maybe a little text block or something.
You block your parents on text. Wow.
I mean, that's what we're talking about her cutting them off. I'm just, like, what if, I mean.
They've been out of power for a week. So I feel like, which is, by the way, reason that they came to visit me and the reason they didn't bring the DVD was because they were halfway here.
They
but when they decided to
dark.
Call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they decided to call
They're
me.
Like, so, I thought I brought underwear, but really it was like a t-shirt. And you're worried about, your DVD.
So maybe they've
brought
been
underwear
punished
and
enough.
It was a t-shirt.
Well, they can't see. You ever get just sometimes they get dark, just the dark. Someone's like my wife's sleeping in there, or like there's a.
And do you ever put a t-shirt on his underwear?
I've never put a t-shirt on his underwear, but I've definitely brought the wrong article of clothing like out of the room or something. If I was getting just out of the room.
Okay.
I think I've had to deliver like important articles of clothing to both of my parents while they were at work in the past. Because they forgot him.
Can you give us an example? What's an important article of clothing?
Yeah,
that they went to work and then you get there. These are all because they would like go work out first and then they would bring their clothes, but realize after they got there, like, oh, I forgot a shirt, that kind of thing.
I'm just sitting here and like doing my my spreadsheets and I am not wearing a shirt. And Mary, you need to be here right now with my shirt.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right. So what do you think Mary should forgive her parents for?
I think when power comes back on, What if they like, what if they FedEx it or something? The DVD. Is that possible?
You think they could do that,
Mary?
I live like an hour away. That would be kind of a waste of a FedEx. Yeah. But maybe they should have to. Maybe that should be the punishment.
Yeah, that's their punishment. Yeah. They're punished.
Mary, what is it? This is the Amazing Race 7.
Yes.
Okay, which retails on Amazon.com, Akiva. If Mary was just going to go online and buy,
buy it again.
Buy it again.
How much?
What do you think, Akiva?
$9.99.
$6.99. Mary, I think you're
cheaper than the FedEx.
Yes, for appearing on the show today, that I think that we will buy you, if this goes well.
Yeah.
We will buy either you or your parents can have their own copy of The Amazing Race, the 7th season on DVD. Okay.
Well, that's great. And if I end up with both, then I can just use one, frame the other. It's got a great cover.
Yes.
Can we?
Okay.
This is a show where we make dreams come true.
Can we tell Mary a little bit more about what she's getting? Okay, for its 7th season, The Amazing Race welcomed two familiar faces from reality TV. Rob and Amber were one of the 11 teams competing for the $1 million prize. The other contestants covered the spectrum, like boyfriends, Lynn and Alex, brothers Brian and Greg, married couple Yuchenna and Joyce, and mother-son duo Susan and Patrick. The latter decides he'll do whatever it takes to beat Boston Rob. As he notes in the season premiere, "I watched Survivor, he's dumb as a rock."
Yeah, that was not the best take made by, I think, the OG mother boy. so, you know, if you've seen the season, I think you'll know who fares better in that war.
Yeah. OK.
You think we could contact the seller, assuming it's not like straight from Amazon, be like, we just get the last DVD. Like, what about $4.99? Just the last DVD.
Maybe that's an eBay thing. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't say who the commentaries are from. OK. All right. So, should we get into the grievances?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a lot of grievances for you people.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
All right. This is the first one. My mother-in-law announced her divorce at my wedding. Ooh. When her husband, who was my husband's stepdad of 26 years, was about to walk down the aisle, she pushed him away, announced they're getting divorced, and made one of our ushers walk her down instead. It's been 12 years. And I'm still very annoyed.
All right, I'm going to need to hear this one more time.
Okay. So this person.
Okay.
She was getting married. Okay.
Our friend, the listener.
Our friend.
Yes.
All of the listeners are our friend.
Yes.
This person was getting married.
And everybody who doesn't listen is just a friend we haven't met yet.
Yeah, that's true. Every future podcast listener is a friend we haven't met yet. Now, if someone used to listen and doesn't, that's an enemy.
They stopped listening. No, that's just that's just a friend who we've lost touch with now. But somebody who like went online and then wrote like negative things about us, then that's our enemy.
Yeah, the grievance is about us, they may not be. That's a friend on probation.
I had to specify in the last round. It's not about your podcast host. It's about everyone else in your life. So, because there were a bunch about us. So this person.
Whoa, there was a lot of grievances about us.
Yeah, we'll get to them. We'll have a whole
save it for the mailbag.
Okay.
Because maybe they're. They might have a point.
Yeah. So this person was getting married, and at their wedding, their mother-in-law and her husband, not the husband's stepdad, not the father. Okay. So far, you're with us.
Okay.
But they've been married for 26 years. Announces as she's about to walk down the aisle, "No, I'm getting divorced." Fires her now soon-to-be ex-husband.
Hold on. Mary, did this happen on Riverdale?
No, but man, that would be a great plot. I'm sure the writers are listening in.
How do you announce a divorce, Mary?
Are they announcing it like to the wedding or just to the bride? Is it like,
I mean, like a 60-something-year-old woman, she's not like whispering. She's like, no, that's it. You're out.
She says, I am divorcing you.
I feel like this was an episode of Gilmore Girls, though.
And she makes one of the ushers walk her down the aisle.
Was that the prank that somebody is sending us in a grievance of something that really happened on Gilmore Girls, and then we react to it?
What if these are all from Gilmore Girls? Every single one of these.
That would be a good prank.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough.
So it's been 12 years, she's still annoyed. Should she, 12 years later, forgive her mother-in-law or forget her?
Okay.
And that's the F word.
Did the mother-in-law stay married to the new person for 12 years?
Well, because she married the usher.
The new person is just one of her husband's friends, like an usher at the wedding.
Yeah. Okay. But this, so that
she would have mentioned that. For sure.
She was just like,
grabbed a random
she
guy.
Just took, like, she just took someone to the party. Oh, the wedding party.
Okay. I thought the story was that she was like, left him for another guy, but then like, maybe this is true love. I don't know. Like, maybe he's you know, but
yeah, now her mother-in-law is married to her husband's like seventh best friend. She said usher, not like the best man or anything like that.
But she married the person that she walked down the aisle with.
No, you made that up. Nobody married anybody here. All right. It's divorce thing.
I'm interested to know what happened next.
Okay. I mean, I could ask the person. I have
two minds on this one. Because so the mother-in-law is the person who did, and I'm assuming that the previous husband of the mother-in-law then just didn't walk down the aisle as part of the wedding, or maybe they walked solo, unclear. Mm-hmm. I think this would be worse if it was like the non-blood relative was the one who announced it. But it's kind of like, don't you have to be on the side of your family? I mean, first off, blanket statement, don't make any kind of other extraneous announcements at someone else's wedding, like during the ceremony. That's not good. Don't do that. Don't do that during someone's ceremony. But
tough to say forget you to the mother-in-law.
I mean, yeah, this would be a lot easier if it was like my mother-in-law's husband announced they were getting a divorce and then he walked down the aisle. It's like, well, yeah, forget him. He's not part of the family anymore. He still got this attachment. I don't know. I mean, does the mother-in-law bring anything else to the table, right? Like, is it like, I'm really annoyed with this one thing, but they've been really great ever since in this other area. They cook like the best pot roast, you know?
The best pot roast.
I mean, because that's maybe a reason to keep them around.
Pot roast is right there with stew in my book, Mary.
Yeah, I know.
Pot roast is very like Akiva, 90s. Yeah, I haven't even heard about a pot roast recently.
I feel like Akiva would love a pot roast.
Pot roast is a great wintertime meal.
I'm sure I would love it, but I also don't hear much about it. It was really fallen by the wayside in the 2000s.
Mary, if you're listening, surprise Akiva with a pot roast.
Oh, she's listening to me. Has mom ever made a pot roast? Yeah, my daughter doesn't even know what a pot roast is.
Yeah, well, now that I think about it, it pretty much is just a stew, isn't it?
It's just a big piece of meat.
Yeah, but it's got like vegetables and, you know, hearty potatoes broth or whatever. Yeah. Warm it's basically broth. The same thing.
Yeah.
It's
like a dry stew.
I know we're kind of done with the stew talk, but like I had a lot of one-sided debates at my phone listening to the podcast.
You were
pro-stew,
Mary.
Oh, extremely pro stew. I'm like a big like crock pot stew kind of person.
Not stew, the guy who makes the pizza.
No, but like, I mean, I even like not just eating the stew, the whole process, like the walking around your house when you can smell it cooking all day. Oh, so good.
Okay.
Best. That's great. It's great.
All right. Are we doing forgive or forget stew?
Yes. Is that invite this person on. So if they answer in the next hour or so, I'm happy to
forget
catch them
stew,
in.
Akiva.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah, I don't think there's any stew related.
Okay. I don't think you can forget you to your mother-in-law.
Yeah, I think you have to keep the mother-in-law around. But that was a shady move.
I'm eager to know how the divorce was announced.
Like, you mean how loud it was? Yeah. Like how many people heard?
Yeah. I'd like to make an announcement.
If it's like that, if there was a lot of like for the rest of the day, you know, there was all this tension and drama at the celebration, that'd be one thing. If it was like just a last minute change of plans, you know, conveyed only to the couple or something, then that's less bad.
Yeah, I think it's a party foul also that if you were going to divorce your spouse or inform your spouse that they are being divorced, you should probably do it before the wedding so they have a chance to at least bring a date.
Oh, right.
The stepfather was not necessarily going to get the invite once he's out of the loop with the...
Is the problem that the stepfather is also like in all the pictures? You know, now.
Yeah, this is probably post pictures. That's a good call.
But the announcement, then maybe the stepfather just left.
And well, we don't know. Maybe the stepfather was a bad guy.
Maybe
someone told us once, I don't know if it was on this podcast, that like that they were they like, they were, I guess, a girlfriend, and they were, or they were dating for like 12 months or something. So it was like, okay, you step out for one picture just in case, you know, take the just in case picture in case they
break up. I think you should do that. Like, I think all plus ones, there should be a picture that's like, okay, now minus the plus ones. Okay.
Now, my wife and I have been married for 17 years, Mary. Does that count? Like at my sister's wedding next week?
Should no, you're like, fine. Because well, okay, that's like. But I'm talking like
I could
you're a person in the party, yeah, and you brought a plus one who's like a recent date or something. Got it's like it. They right. don't need to be in all your pictures.
What's the minimum? Do you have to be engaged? Do you think?
Yeah, I think okay, that might be or yes, very long term partner.
I was you can't like single out like okay, well here's Dominic's girlfriend can stay in the picture. Anthony's girlfriend can't stay in the picture. Like,
well, do you like Dominic's girlfriend more? Does it seem like Dominic's girlfriend's going to be sticking around? Are you mutual friends with Dominic's girlfriend, but not Anthony's?
But you have to say that it's like, okay, it's this is just the family or not just the family.
Yeah, can't cherry pick. Okay, too. Yeah. You know, but now this was a negative announcement, and I want to revise my earlier statement. Because I think weddings are like the number one time that other people who are like invited get engaged. That's like a really common thing because like love's in the air and all that.
Wait, so someone says, will you marry me to someone else at a wedding?
Well, I mean, I think that that's probably better than someone like breaking up.
Mary, have you been at a wedding where somebody popped the question to another person?
Not during a ceremony, but I've been at weddings where like during the wedding weekend, other people have like gotten engaged.
It's considered a big faux pas. Like you're supposed to, if you do it, it has got to be nowhere near the bride. I can't even find out about it. People say it's a faux pas.
I don't know, but it is very, very common. It's like extremely common.
I would rather someone get divorced at my wedding than engaged. You don't want it.
You're upstage in
the couple. You don't want divorced. Like, all right, they didn't plan it. Like they
The circle of life that the one couple has to split up for another to get together.
Mm-hmm. And don't die at the wedding. Also, that would.
Oh gosh, we had a philosophy in high school. Every 4 years, they took the band on a cruise. I say they took, we had to pay for it, but we went on a cruise and we had like so many rules, but the number one rule was like no breaking up on the band trip, no getting together on the band trip. If you're single when you get on that cruise, you're single when you get off. If you're in a couple, you're in a couple. Wait, when you get off.
Whose rule was this?
The band directors.
The band director. Don't break up on my.
Don't break up.
It can't break up on the band trip.
On the band trip.
Boy, yeah, what's so important about the trip?
What happens what happens at band trip like stays at band trip?
Yeah, you want to be on a cruise with like a crying teenager who like needs to change their room because they like, you know, got broken up with or something? Like that would be horrible.
A very specific rule though. I don't know, but this band director seemed to have a lot of power in your life.
You know.
What do you play in this band?
I play the saxophone.
Wow. Okay.
Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. That was my inspiration.
Do you still play the sax, Mary?
Do I still have a saxophone? Yes.
Okay.
I don't know that I can read music anymore. Okay. Well, I live in an apartment. I don't want to be that person.
Wow.
But then you say your sister would just be like, blow it into the floor and your sister will hear it.
Yeah, I think she would be my number one critic. But I'm more worried about the people who like live in the building.
What about an outdoor sax? You think you could take like is a saxophone an outdoor instrument? Could you go to the park and play it?
You could like stand on a street corner or something. It depends how good you are.
People offer you money to stop playing.
Yeah, I don't know. There is a marching band or some kind of like adult band that practices outside right near my apartment. That's pretty cool.
Okay,
I should join a band.
Just join one day. Just walk in with them.
I know I should. It'd be fun.
All right.
Anyway, so you guys say forget. I say you guys say forgive.
No, I say forgive.
Yeah,
you're forgiving. I'm forgetting. But if we can get some, don't expect it. But if we can get some clarity before the end of the podcast, I ask this person to come on.
Okay. All right.
That's one down. All right. This is funny. You can guess who this one's from.
Mary, could you get out the saxophone and play CeeLo Green "Forget You" real quick on the saxophone for this?
Definitely not, but would be good.
That's why we need Will from America, really, to be like live on the podcast.
Live on the podcast.
You guys
podcast
use a jam. Band. Yeah.
We did say we were going to get a band. I don't know.
You could probably do it on the mouth trumpet. Can you do a mouth saxophone?
Yeah, can you do that, Rob?
It's not like a sax.
How would you even, I don't know. You can't get like reed noise.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, well.
Akiva, what's our next grievance?
All right. This is, I won't say the name of this person, but you know, the loyal ones will figure it out very quickly. I have a coworker who constantly sends me Excel spreadsheets. Those spreadsheets are entirely in Comic Sans font, and it drives me absolutely insane.
Okay.
Like, we work at an insurance company. He's about 60. They're not even small files. So he goes out of his way to change dozens of tabs with thousands of cells to Comic Sans. He also works in a different department and is multiple levels above me, so I can't really do anything about it. Now, I've read a book on fonts before that said Comic Sans is a good font for dyslexia, but so is Calibri, and that's the default. So I don't really think that's it.
Boy, I've never seen a spreadsheet in Comic Sans.
Uh-huh.
It seems like the grievance here is more about the Comic Sans than the fact that they're being sent spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, are these fun spreadsheets or are these like work-related ones?
I mean, it's insurance. It's probably like actuary tables and stuff.
Well, yeah. I didn't know
it's
if it was
like... you know, Chester's top big mouth characters for 2021.
Mm-mm. Okay. I will say, I just in solidarity with the coworker, I just changed the airing of the grievances spreadsheet I'm using to Comic Sans. It's not numbers, so I like you know, it's not exactly the same as thousands of tabs, but I have no problem with that. Honestly, it is kind of clear to read.
Hmm. Mary, how do you feel about Comic Sans?
Well, like most people, I was like a big fan of Comic Sans growing up until all of a sudden I heard that Comic Sans was like a no-no. It's like the whole, Comic Sans is like the Nickelback of fonts. It's like most people don't actually hate it, but it's more like you just have to act like you hate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see Comic Sans and you're like, oh, they don't know that you shouldn't be doing this, but you look at it, you're like, but it's nice and round.
Comic Sans is to fonts as The Big Bang Theory is to TV shows.
Exactly. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And Akiva hates The Big Bang Theory.
I'll say this. I think Comic Sans was doing okay, and then the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers put out the famous Comic Sans letter when LeBron left to take his talents to South Beach. And that was really the moment
the turning point.
Comic Sans... Yeah, I mean, that's when Comic Sans sort of collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? What if this person is sending the spreadsheets in Comic Sans on purpose because they're like if I got a business-related email... in Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to like make it fun.
Lightens
they're
it
like,
up.
You know what? Yeah, lightens it up. It makes it more happy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, look at us goofing around. You know, our 9-to-5s are such a dreary thing, but we can add some Comic Sans to it. We can spice it up with mm-hmm. some nice, you know, A's like a person draws, not the weird A's with the curve and then the little bump out. No one actually does that. Come on. And you're lying if you say that you write full papers with those type of A's, maybe in your name, maybe if you're just writing a title, no one writes a whole paper with the fancy A's.
Well, that seemed like a very specific riff you went on there, Mary.
I just feel it because I've tried. And my name, like I'll write my name out and I'll do the little fancy A in Mary. And then by the time I get to Kowski, I've forgotten. I've gone back to the other A. And I'm like, well, now this looks ridiculous. We got two different types of A's here.
Akiva, your name has a few A's. Do you ever make a fancy A?
I've never made a fancy A.
You know what I mean, right? Like if you look at the Zoom call, it's that kind of A.
Mm-hmm.
No one does that.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you think you could spell Kwiatkowski if we put you to the test right now?
I believe so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not looking at the Zoom or anything like that, but I believe it's K W I A T K O W S K I.
Perfect.
It's pretty good.
And you didn't grow up learning the song.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? Wait, there's a song? What's the song? Wait,
when you're a 3-year-old who needs to spell Kwiatkowski, your parents are making a song. It's actually, I mean, I could. Do I want to on air? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not Will from America. As has been stated.
We need the song.
I mean, you can't tease the song.
Yeah,
you can't mention the sax.
Yeah, I think that the song was K-W-I-A-T-K-O-W-S-K-I. That's the way you spell my name, Kwiatkowski. Yes, that's me. And then all the kids go, that's me.
All the kids?
There's three of us.
In your family?
We also had a song for our middle name.
That's the best stuff for this week.
Was that to the tune of Henry VIII?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And the our middle name song, because we all have the same middle name, is to the tune of the Mickey Mouse song. Mm-hmm. And that one's even more fun.
But, yep.
But mm-hmm. I'm sure if you look at my middle name and then...
We don't know your middle name. You're going to have to sing the song so we know it.
C-H-U-R-C-H-W-E-L-L, Churchwell, Churchwell. It's Laura's and Mary's and David's middle name, and Mommy's too. Daddy's middle name is John, another name that's swell. C-H-U-R-C-H-W-E-L-L. And we could spell our names like Amazing. Nobody's business.
Now, when you were growing up in like 1921, right? How was that?
Wow.
It was great.
Sounds like a very idyllic childhood she had, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't have they had all these family songs. Spelling names.
No songs. Yeah. Wienerker. We're Wienerkers. We try to change her name, but my grandfather said, why? It's not, there's no problems with it. So we moved to, across the world where there are no W's and no one says Wiener anymore.
I feel like this whole moment we just had was like either one of those things that people think are going to be funny or they're just going to cringe their way away from their headphones.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Maybe they've lost an earbud because
Churchwell.
We'll see you next week.
That's like your mom's maiden name and they combine names. Okay.
I never ever understood that until I got to the point in my life where I'm like, identify with my last name. And I'm like, kids have fun using those bubble sheets. Do they still do that in school where you have to like fill in the bubbles?
Probably. I don't know.
Like SATs? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Like when you
it's
do
not
that.
Gonna be, you're going to run a room if it's Churchwell Kwiatkowski. You probably didn't have enough room.
Mm-hmm. Were we on someone's grievance?
I think that we came Comic Sans. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think this is fine just because my other main point.
On.
Well, the other thing is it's an Excel sheet. You know, you are perfectly capable of hitting the change button on your end to see what it looks like. You don't need to keep it unless they're locked templates for some reason. But I think even then you can change the font.
Yeah, this isn't from Excel sheet Shannon, right?
I can't say, but okay. I'll say this. Sometimes older people work, they're trying, they just can't figure out technology at all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're trying their best. And we'll all be that person one day. They'll be like the metaverse and all these things. And we'll be like, in my day, you know, it was just regular Facebook. It was actually the Facebook. Like, you know, we'll be left behind at some point at work too. I may have been already left behind technologically.
Was it a prank? Did someone like accidentally lock their someone else's Excel to where it only
it
used
is possible
Comic
someone Sans? Just like changed their settings once and they can't.
Yeah, and they can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Okay.
Change the default.
Forgive on the Comic Sans.
Yeah, I'm forgiving this person.
Forgive on the Comic Sans.
Okay. What else?
Okay. This is from Sam from San Diego.
Okay.
Okay. A few years ago, he was dating a particular girl.
Okay.
They dated for a year.
All right.
And then they were on and off for another year after that.
Okay.
Her family was extremely close with my family. Things were pretty serious, and I was really bummed that when she broke up with me because I was moving out of state. A couple months after we broke up, I got a call from my best friend who told me that he had been hanging out with this ex-girlfriend of mine a lot recently, and he wanted to date her. I felt it wasn't really my place to tell someone how to live their life. I didn't object, but I did say it wouldn't be easy for me to see my serious ex-girlfriend and my best friend together. After this, they did start dating, and they've been together ever since. It's been about 5 years. I have not kept in touch with either of them or maintained those friendships after everything unfolded. I was very hurt by the situation and, in a sense, lost my two best friends. I'd like to know Robin Akiva's thoughts on this grievance. Is it valid to be upset by the situation, or should I forgive?
I think just move on.
I don't think this is a thing where you need to forgive. You're done.
Yeah, like, do they care if you forgive them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to know, did your friend try and maintain the friendship with you or was it like, cause it's also awkward. Like, even if you are friends, it's like you date, you know, you could like tell a story about this, you know, a complaint about her, say something nice about her. And it's like, well, when I was dating her, you know, it's like when ex football players are on like the football pregame shows, like, you know, when I was in the league. So it's a little awkward.
I don't think this is what it's like.
That's not what it's like.
No.
I was in the league.
I don't think it's like an NFL pregame.
A little bit like that. It's almost like, does it matter? Like, it's almost like, should I get over this? Right? Like, it's who are you forgiving? Like, you don't even speak to them anymore.
What do you
think,
Terry?
He said their parents are friends.
Yeah.
As someone who has been in this exact scenario.
Who were you in the scenario?
Mm-hmm. I was the caller, but or the person who wrote the grievance. But except I didn't get the courtesy of the message from the friend saying, "Hey, is this cool?"
Yeah.
Yeah. it was a little bit different of a scenario for a lot of reasons, but there was a time when it was like that. And I'll say the best thing you can do is just kind of say, you know what? This hurts, but maybe these aren't the people that I need in my life to spend my time thinking about.
You have
about.
To cut them out, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's some reason you can't, such as you're related to one of them, hopefully the only the friend in that scenario if you're related to any of them. Or like, this is very different when you're like all at the same school or job or whatever, where you have to see them every day. Because if that's the case, you got to forgive at least on the surface level, because it's just impossible to avoid them and you don't want tension. But if you're in a different state, you're not even like you moved away, then yeah, make new friends.
Yeah. The only reason to end up like recontacting these people, has there been some sort of like big recent life change? Like, have you recently come into a lot of money? Has like something like incredibly like,
and what are you supposed to do? Like tell them, like, just FYI guys, I'm rich now.
Yes.
You could have been.
What, yes. Just to like to brag, be like, yes. You never got in this scenario. Yes. You chose wrong.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Oh my Mary. Gosh. You want to rub their face in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
on
you could have,
serious?
You could have had, you could have had this.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, definitely do that. If you ever go on reality TV show and win the big prize, make sure they know about that. But other than that, like if you're here's what you don't want to do. If they break up, also stay out of it. Don't try to insert yourself back in, because now you're doing the same thing that made you upset in the first place. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a no fun scenario.
No fun zone.
Yeah, yeah. But. I'm assuming that part of the difficulty here is that they said that the person they were dating, like their families became close. So maybe they're still sort of in each other's lives. Mm-hmm. That could be annoying. But I think at that point you just tell your parents like, hey, look, we're not tight anymore. So I'm going to need you guys
to stop being
friends
with someone. Like, you know, you're like friends with the people who birthed this monster who dared date someone who knew me.
I think that completely depends on the order, right? Were they family friends first and then you started dating, or the other way around? Because I think whoever was first wins on that scenario.
Right.
Akiva, why don't we go to our next grievance?
All right. So we're all saying that they should, that it's not, you're not even forgiving or forgetting. You're just moving on.
Forget.
Yeah. Forget them.
Oh, you should forget them.
Like
okay,
literally forget them. Yeah.
Like literally forget them.
Yeah.
I'll say this. It was nice that the best friend called and said they'd been hanging out. I'm going to guess it was a little late on the timeline when he made that.
Yeah.
Call, you know?
Yeah. And probably a misplay to say that. Yeah, I actually would mind because I think that's just like fueled the fire. You say, no, I don't care. I was like, oh,
he didn't say he would mind. He just said like,
it would be weird.
He said it wouldn't be easy. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing he could have said like, please don't. Like, what are they going to do? Like, okay.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
With over 2,300 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, Best Western is perfect for our annual spring hiking trip. It feels a little like okay, back to the hotel. What a great day. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
All right, Akiva, what do we have next?
All right, we got lots more. This is from Scott. And he says, this is a short one. Every time I travel to Reno, the Lyft drivers do not wear a mask despite the app saying they will. Am I supposed to give them all bad ratings?
Yeah, forget the Lyft drivers in Reno, okay?
Why?
Call an Uber.
All,
yeah.
Yeah, why is there no Ubers? Why are you not doing Ubers? I also like, it's so specific every time I travel to Reno. Are you driving there from like Pittsburgh? Because then I understand. Like, who wants to wear a mask for 2 days, you know? But if it's like
this was
Vegas,
one of the best ones that you pulled, you said you had the best ones.
Mm-hmm. And this made me laugh because it's so specific.
Lyft driver in Reno won't wear a mask.
Mary, bail me out here. This is like, it's funny because it's so random.
Why are you going to Reno so frequently?
There's a lot of casinos in Reno.
Yeah, but like,
where's he going from?
Drive yourself to Reno.
Is he going from Denver? Like, is he going from Vegas? Is it LA to Reno? Is it Buffalo to Reno? And then like,
why do you think it's so wild that somebody would go to Reno?
I've never been to Reno.
I used to go there a lot.
You know, if you get in a Lyft or an Uber or whatever, or a taxi, and they ask you to put on a mask, are you then also allowed to ask in the other direction?
I think you're allowed to ask them to wear a mask. I mean, this is they're supposed to.
Yeah, it's just try asking.
Can I tell you the move I pulled this summer when I had to take a lot of Ubers and Lyfts?
Rolled all the windows down?
No, as a passenger, I would say like, because they were wearing a mask, and I would say, by the way, and there wasn't a lot of COVID going around on the Northeast this summer relative to now. I would say like, by the way, like, because I know it's their job and it's probably not comfortable to have to wear a mask all day. I say, if you want, I know that like you're supposed to, but if you're vaccinated, I have no problem with you taking off the mask. I said it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And like half the time they took off the mask. Another half, they got into a big argument about vaccination. No, they never said anything.
Okay. All right. Let's keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. This is from Nicole. You know, she's been on a lot recently, but I'm guessing it's not your wife, but who knows?
It better not be.
Mm-hmm. She says, I'm so sick of going on Instagram and seeing a close friend's story, and it's something basic, like a picture of a sunset.
Mm-hmm.
If you post on close friends, I want you to deliver. It better be a video of you performing a car heist or something on that level. Not a photo of the salmon you cook for dinner.
Can you explain close friends a little bit more? Because I'm not sure necessarily everybody is picking this up.
Close friends is like, you can post an Instagram story to everyone, to all your followers or to the public. Or you can post it to just a subset group that you make called close friends. Mm-hmm. And first off, it's a big rush anytime you see that someone has done that, because you're like, wow, I'm in their close friends. That's great. Mm-hmm. And also, it's usually some tea. It's usually something that's like, I'll tell a couple people over here in confidence. So I completely agree with this person. Yeah. Yeah. It's the patient, the patron feed
of Instagram. People charge for a close, like being my close friends. Here's give me $10.
I think that's OnlyFans.
Yeah,
that's true also. Well, I mean, but not if it's OnlyFans. You're posting sunsets. Everyone's unsubscribing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think this person wants to see butts on
close friends, basically.
This person wants to
see butts? Is that what you said?
Yeah. They said they don't want anything basic like a sunset. They're asking for butts.
That's not what they're saying. I think they said car heist, Akiba. Mm-hmm.
Okay, car heists or butts?
I think what you want is you want someone to be like, "Oh, went on that date last night. Mm-hmm. It was bad because of X, Y, and Z." You want that. Mm-hmm. Or you want overheard my parents talking about whatever. I don't know. There's
they're getting divorced after 26 years. Mom's leaving stepdad behind. Mm-hmm. She's just going to do it at the wedding.
Okay, yeah, but close friends things aren't supposed to be downers. They're supposed to be, they're supposed to be fun. They're supposed to be like the you're in the club. And so here's the inside info that only a select few get.
Yeah.
Or like I was saying before, it's like, hey, I've got, you know, my aunt follows me here and I need to make sure that she doesn't see this, but like, who else? Anybody else can. There's also that.
Yeah. Did he really just say we're having pot roast for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
This is making me think of something though. I've never even seen a close friend story.
Oh, way to just out yourself.
So sad.
I've never seen one. Now, I don't post stories. I'm not like super active on Instagram. And I'll say this. My actual close friends, I'd say like virtually none of them have Instagram. So it's not like Chester's leaving me. It's, you know what I mean? It's not like, but I still feel a little left out. Like I've heard
this
before.
But it's reciprocal. Like maybe you just need to find a couple people, make them in your close friends group, and then they'll add you to theirs. They'll be like, I'm Akiva's closest friend, so he should be mine.
Yeah. The listeners should all add me to their close friends groups. Mm-hmm. The secret's safe with me, especially if it's car heist.
Yeah. Okay. No, to be honest, I think they've been few and far between for me too, Akiva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does it work? You put the same group every time. It's like, this is Mary's group of close friends.
maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know actually if
you've ever done it. You've been
multiple
the recipient.
Groups. Like, is there like it. A like this is the group of everyone but Mary? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. could be possible. Mm-hmm. You know? It's like I have, you know, my close friends minus Rob, and that's where we talk about Stu. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
It could be that.
Yeah. Okay. So, to the person that their close friend, I mean, we're going to say forget your close friend because they're not posting good stories on the close friend. Maybe they don't know how it works.
Grievance is right. It's not forget your close friend. It's like, yeah, this person, this move mm-hmm. of doing this with your, you forget your close friend's Instagram stories.
Maybe talk to your friend. Maybe your friend doesn't know how it works. Maybe it's like, hey, I think you're supposed to put like good stuff that you don't want other people to see. Like, oh,
maybe they're thinking it's like, maybe they know it's basic. And that's why they're like, look, I like this picture, but I know the world is going to judge me for just posting so basic.
Being so
but
basic.
Like my close friends won't judge me. And then you are like, wow, I'm a close friend and I'm judging.
Yeah.
And that's really bad. And that's back that's on you. It's all a learning lesson.
Yeah. Right, that's well put, yeah. Mary. Okay.
There you go.
All right, Akiva. Let's okay. get some more good ones.
That was good, right?
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think these are, other than the Uber one, these are good. Mm-hmm. Okay,
everyone
I like this
send
one.
Send Akiva pictures of butts.
No, no, no. I said car heists. No, I don't want butts. Oh, boy. Especially that my kids are like always on my phone. I'll say this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to read the.
What a tease! I'll say this, and now I won't.
It was just like a filler word. I didn't actually have anything to say. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
This person says, I'm embarrassed telling this grievance because it reveals just how privileged and spoiled I am.
Okay.
I'm excited already for this one. I'm the youngest child of three in my family. I wonder if they had a song also. My two older siblings and I went to the same high school and the same undergrad university.
Okay.
My parents paid the tuition for my older sibling. However, they didn't have to pay my tuition since I got a scholarship that waived tuition to that same school. I also graduated 4 years. One of my siblings took five, but that's reasonable because the major was way more difficult. That really is not necessary to say that. A little stunting on her own of her siblings.
All right. Where are we going with this?
I never received any type of financial compensation, despite the fact that I saved my parents about $36,000 in tuition due to the fact that I worked hard in high school. I think I deserve that, or at least some of that money. This was already planned to be given to the university, but it wasn't. She says, and she admits here, no one has ever come down on my side of this, so I'm hoping you will be the first, LOL.
Okay.
These are speaking to me. First part.
Mary Hurt's privileged and spoiled. And she's like, hell yes.
Yes.
So, first off, don't be embarrassed. You're mm-hmm. not the one who's sung two separate songs on this podcast already.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, I had a similar situation because My parents, when my sister went to college, she's older than me, they flubbed and they didn't realize that like when you moved off campus, you didn't need to continue paying for the ridiculously overpriced meal plan. So when I went and I told them, I did the research and I was like, hey, here's how we can save some money by not doing this. They gave me the cheaper like option that worked better. But then they also gave me the money that they had spent on my sister because they like felt bad that they gave her that money, but not me. And that was completely unnecessary, but like also very appreciated. So have been there. But to answer this specific question, no, just because you did well, carry that with you. Feel like how great you are, that you were a little more independent and you saved your family some money. This is a selfish move. Don't do this.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that this person's in the right. That's not the fun answer. The fun answer is like, just constantly bring it up. Like every time you're out with your family, you'd be like, hey, remember how I saved you $20,000? Like you should probably buy me that churro, you know?
Joe, I wonder, did our friend, the listener, have they talked about this with their parents? Like, since you didn't have to pay any money for me to go to college, could you buy me a car?
Yeah, maybe they'll do that.
I bet they haven't asked.
If you ask for something much cheaper than the amount that you've saved them, they're probably more mm-hmm. willing to do that. If you just like ask for the money outright, they're gonna be like, no, yeah. Like that's not gonna work. But if you're like, hey, you know what, maybe you treat me to like a first class flight sometime because of all that money I saved you. Like maybe I deserve this.
Maybe no. The Amazing Race DVD just, box set.
Yeah, maybe you just give me like one extra of everything. Like, you know, like everybody gets a scoop of ice cream, you give me two.
Extra house for buying us all houses.
Yeah, like forever. Just like a little extra. Maybe they're thinking of this. How do you know that they're not like going to buy you a house someday? We don't know.
Hmm.
You know, shout out to them for, I guess, all going to public universities in state, because 36,000 4 years of college is a pretty good deal in this day and age. No private school, you could even get that. That's not even a year, unless it was like a partial tuition save or something. I like the idea. I do remember someone, at least one person when we were in school, saying like, oh yeah, my parents got me a car because I went to like, you know, Queens College or Brooklyn College instead of like a private school in Manhattan. But I don't think they owe you that money. As a kid, I was probably like, yeah, like you save them so much money, they should buy you a car. And now as a parent, not that I'm like paying college tuition yet, but it's like, no, like if you send me a bill for 36 grand, I'm sending you a bill for like $2 million. Like, what do you think it costs to, you know, have you, dummy?
If this was a scenario where it was like, they told you, like they told everybody they needed to go in state and then one child went out of state and had to pay way more. And then you'd be like, well, hey, that's not fair. That'd be one thing. But here's a better question. Is it like kind of either spoken or unspoken that you're the favorite child? Because if that's the case, because of this move or partially because of this move, if you're the favorite, sometimes maybe just knowing that is better than any actual compensation. Like, do you, if they just, you know, they love all their children equally, but maybe just like a little bit more for you. And if that's the case, maybe you want to keep that.
Can you put a value on that?
Well, I think so. Because the second you put, you ask for that, that even the playing field, now you're back to the same as them. Don't you want to be the one who saved them money?
It's not really that great a feeling to be the one that saved money.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think that everyone
on this podcast is a little spoiled then. Should you take your pay, maybe like take a meeting, do a meeting with your siblings and be like, when mom and dad go, hope one day, many, many years from now, like, I'd like that money back before we start divvying it up. Can you do that?
Yeah, you have more points on the back end.
More point back end. Yeah, I'd like 36, but I wouldn't want the 36K. I sort of want it with interest. So we're talking probably if they live a long life, which I certainly hope, you know, of course that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably talking six figs at that point. We'll figure it out then.
Right.
That would be a good move.
Hmm.
So should she forgive her parents or forget?
Yeah, I'd say make a pitch to mom and dad. Make an ask.
I think they're going to see if they failed as parents, possibly, though. Like, there's a chance that they're like a little
put out.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is why I was asking if you're the favorite. Because if it's like, hey, remember how I saved you that money you owe me? They're going to be like, hey, remember how we like raised you and paid for everything for your whole life? Like, we don't owe you squat. But if it's kind of like, oh, you know what, mom and dad, like, I'm so happy that you raised me to get good grades where I could pay for college on my own. Man, would I really like a bike? And then they're like, you know what, we could get that kid a bike. I have no idea how old this person is.
Well, they graduated from college.
Yeah, at the very least. Yeah,
so they're still a
in
bike
4 years,
appropriate age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this checks out.
Okay. So I think that, you know, maybe put in an ask, and maybe parents don't even know that this is how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And if you've already asked, don't mention it again to your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
A couple of minis. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, Akiva, are you the favorite?
You know, we talk about this a lot in my family, the four of us. I am not. It's funny because I have three little sisters, for people to know. I am, and one of them is 18 years younger than me. So it's like, it's hard it's different generations. It's like, I'm more of a colleague who will, you know, until recently, still occasionally, you know, try and mooch money and stuff. But, no, I don't think I'm anybody's favorite, but I also don't, as a parent, don't have favorites. So like, I'm not sure if my parents really have favorites.
So you don't think that's a thing?
I'm sure there are some parents that do, but like, and I'm sure there are days when I have a least favorite probably as a parent, you know, but like, that's temporary. Like, you can get out of the you know, the doghouse for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Do they have a favorite? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Good question. Were you anybody's favorite?
I used to be a favorite, but now I'm not anymore.
You're not. You moved too far away. And what about you, Mary?
I'm the middle child. So I think by like definition, that doesn't get me much, but let's put it this way. My brother wrote an article this week. Not an article. He wrote a blog. He wrote a blog this week And, you know, I was on a podcast and one of those things got viewed by my parents. So the other one will definitely not.
Well, you don't want your parents listening to your podcast.
Yeah.
Probably not this one.
Mm-mm. We said the word butts like four times.
Too many times.
Yeah, especially and you. Also, I think, yeah, no, you don't want your parents listening. I don't know. It's fine to not be your parents' favorite.
I think
honestly.
It's good to be the steady one, right? Like the mm-hmm. one that's like you got sort of the most average but constant relationship, rather than the one that's like, man, they really love them sometimes, but then they fight a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
That one's more peaks and valleys. There's good times and bad times.
Okay. Akiva, what else you got?
Yes. I'll give you a couple minis now, okay?
Okay.
This is from Zach Brooks. He says his grievance is against podcast hosts or people on Zoom calls who don't silence their phone.
No, we weren't doing this.
Or computer This isn't really about us. Who don't silence their phone or computer notifications. Ding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it depends on the size of the podcast and the podcast. Like, if the podcast has a producer that is mm-hmm. like referred to often in the show, like I feel like there's really no excuse for the said podcast host to not be silencing their phone.
Yeah, that's fair. Here's one from another person, a friend of ours. She says the owner of the company's son is now in charge, and he leaves in the middle of the day to go mow his lawn during the busiest time of the year.
Oh. Okay, well, he's not like mm-hmm. going off on like a bender, going to the bar or something.
I mean, do you know he's mowing his lawn? Does he say like, I got to go mow the lawn? Because that could be a bender.
Got to go to Mo's.
If they're in charge, they can do whatever they want, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yes, that's true. Like,
Is it a landscaping company?
That's a good question.
Oh. Like,
is it Edward Scissorhands?
All right. Well, this will be for the follow-up, for the sequel. We'll find out if it's Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands didn't really mow the lawn. He was more of a hedge clipper.
He trimmed the hedges, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eliza has a grievance against Pete Davidson. I'm annoyed whenever he does something that's actually funny because I really don't want to like him.
Yeah. You know, I was so mad, Akiva, I didn't tell you this over New Year's, that I was desperately trying to watch Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus' New Year's special, but my local NBC affiliate was not, they were showing the Raleigh Acorn Drop. And I almost bought Peacock.
First of all, everyone should buy Peacock.
The Raleigh Acorn Drop?
They drop an acorn in Raleigh. But Miley's, and now Akiva, do you remember when we talked about how, Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus, will they be in studio? Will anybody be on Zoom? And it was what a party. Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus. I'm starting to feel like that this whole thing where Miley Cyrus is like, I should have dated you. I feel like that this whole thing was just one big scam to try to sell us about Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus New Year's special.
Yeah, I didn't know about it at the time, but it sounds pretty shady in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Kim K think about all this?
She doesn't like it, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't want my boyfriend hanging out with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Do you think that she used to be best friends with Kim Kardashian and then used to hang out with Pete Davidson?
I don't think Kim Kardashian and Miley Cyrus were best friends, but they run in the same circles, probably.
Maybe.
Do you believe that all famous people of a similar age just run in a circle together?
I think they probably run in circles together. Yeah. Like how many, even if they've never met before, let's say. How many phone calls would it possibly take for Kim Kardashian to get Miley Cyrus's number if she needed it?
Does she want to talk to her?
Max
though?
One.
Yeah.
If she wants, like, hey, I got this idea for some project. Max one phone call, right?
Hmm.
Like they have to have a mutual friend. Have to. Agent. Mm-hmm. An agency.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So, really, I feel like we've really lost the thread here. A listener has a grievance with Pete Davidson. That making her like Pete Davidson.
Well, we don't have to vote on the mini ones, but I just wanted to read some of the mini grievances.
Mary, how do you feel about Pete Davidson?
Is Pete Davidson like the Nickelback of comedians? Where it's like,
well, his comedy is not really ever discussed when people talk about
him. He's kind of just like a personality.
He doesn't really have jokes.
Well, he does. He has a stand-up special that's not great. I didn't love it. It's not like bad, but he has a stand-up special. It's not like he doesn't do stand-up.
He doesn't. I feel like he's most known for just like who he's dating and then like the stuff mentioned on News.
Well, being on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even he's like his stand-up, he doesn't really tell jokes. He just kind of tells like stories. Right.
So I was dating Ariana Grande.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lot of like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Keep going. More minis.
More minis. Okay, fine.
Wait, do you have the maxis?
I've got some maxis. I have some maxis. Yeah. I've mm-hmm. got a lot more maxis.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Let's go there. Cause, and later we'll do a segment that's just all Renap grievances.
Great.
This is from Josh. Josh says, there's a select group of people in my office who always order lunch together.
Okay.
They're very loud about this, and it makes me mad that they're excluding the rest of the office. It's like a high school clique.
Okay. Mary, do you work in the office ever?
I used to, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. pre-2020.
That's when she got fired, guys.
Yeah, wow. You know, I was furloughed. Like,
okay.
Too soon. Sorry. Too soon.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah. 2 years, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think that this... Okay, here's my stance on this. It might be unpopular. Mm-hmm. My grievance is with the person who has the grievance. Because I don't know why people think that like high school's done after high school. Like people still got cliques. People have close friends on Instagram. Like sometimes you're in the group, sometimes you're not. You're not in the lunch squad. Now, have you asked? Have you tried finding a connection? You know, like have you offered to be the one to order the lunch? Because that might get you in. Is this like a group that you're already friends with, but for some reason? Like, they just don't want to eat lunch with you? Do you have a lunch problem? Is there something weird you do at lunch? Like, I'd say look inward on this one because yeah, people are going to have friends. Maybe they were all at the company before you. And so that was and that's like the group that was formed and you just haven't asked to be in. Maybe there was like a major hazing process to get in the lunch group and you don't want anything to do with that. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that there are the offices has a clique and then people are just not including this person?
Do you think if they asked also, would they be told no? Like, hey, I'd like some spaghetti tomorrow. They'd be like, sorry, yeah. You know, maxed out.
People are awkward and they don't know how to like if you're in that group, like is it on that group to reach out or is it on you to reach in? Like, we don't know.
Oh, reach in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, reach into the group mm-hmm. and how do you show know, that you're interested in.
Like, how do you know, let's say there's an office, there's 150 people, like, you can't be in charge of everyone's lunch. It will just not work. Like, there has to be a cap, and maybe that's the thought process.
I mean, mm-hmm. is this a scenario where there's 30 people at the office and 20 are in mm-hmm. a group and there's only a few that's on the outside? Great. Like, that would be not good. But I think it's all proportional. Is it like, you go to the lunch, you know, the cafeteria or whatever, and there's like 50 tables and one of them is a mm-hmm. lunch group and you just want to be in that group? Because maybe you just got to ask.
Okay.
But I think this is I can understand why this might be annoying. It is annoying, but like that's kind of like that's the good thing. I bet you could find other people who are also annoyed with them and then make your own lunch group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. Yeah. Forget them. They don't want to let you in the lunch group.
Do you think this is a cool group or do you think they're losers anyway?
Like maybe just say like forget them because this isn't just don't think that this should be a big grievance. It's like it's annoying, but
can you start a dueling lunch group?
Maybe these people are insufferable. Maybe they send all of their Excel spreadsheets and Comic Sans and you don't want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Forget them. Make a new lunch group.
Yeah. Or quit your job because mm-hmm. no one likes you there. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from our good friend hit by a car, Claire.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. While in the car. Wow. That's a great place to not get hit by one, I guess. Or otherwise listening to music. She says her boyfriend.
Whoa.
Making news here on the show. Will start singing along with a song, but then he skips to the next song before the first one is over. Mm-hmm. I view this behavior. And if you're wondering, yeah, she does put a U there. I view this behavior as truly unhinged. Either you're enjoying the song. You want to sing along and appreciate it in its entirety, or you're not enjoying it and you want to skip ahead. You can't have it both ways. It's like the hit it and quit it of the music listening world.
Whoa. Okay. Well, this is troubling behavior from hit by a car Claire's boyfriend.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm very curious on both of your thoughts because this is a thing I do. And the reason I do it, so maybe this is the reason the boyfriend is if I'm the only one singing along and no one else is, like hit by the car, Claire, are you singing along? Mm-hmm. Because maybe he's getting like nervous, like, oh, she doesn't like this one. So I'll skip to the next one. Cause I'll do that. If I feel like I'm the only one enjoying a song, I'll just start skipping before the song's over to like entertain whoever else is in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm trying to read the vibe. So what vibes are you sending off?
Yeah.
I like the idea of if you get, you know, past 30 seconds of a song, you can't cut it. So if a song is 3.5 minutes, you can't, a minute and a half in, you can't be like, no, because at that point, someone is probably enjoying it. I think it's within 30 seconds cut. If not, you gotta go to the end of the song. So I hear what she's saying. Maybe his problem is with your singing. And it's like, oh, maybe she won't sing if I put on the song she doesn't like. Maybe that's the issue, that he doesn't want her to sing and she hasn't got
the point. He wants to sing alone?
No. He just doesn't want her singing to the songs. He's not singing at all, I don't think. Oh, but she says he is starting to sing along.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole point. They mm-hmm. like, so it's like, clearly they like the song enough to sing along to it. Mm-hmm. Then they skip.
Now, is her boyfriend, James Corden? Is this carpool karaoke?
I feel like she's already flexing about the boyfriend. She probably would have mentioned if it was carpool karaoke, James Corden.
Does James Corden ever skip to the next song before, like Lady Gaga finishes?
Does your boyfriend only know the lyrics to the first half of the song?
Maybe he only knows the beginning of the song.
He's doing this for so long, he's like never gotten to the end.
Does he know every song?
Does he know every? I mean, I could ask her. Does your boyfriend know every song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It is very annoying. I agree. Yeah. I think this behavior has to stop.
Yeah. I mean, would Hit by a Car, Claire, come on with her boyfriend? We'll play a bunch of songs and see how many songs he could sing along with.
Mm-hmm. We call it Hit by a Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, put it on That's the wheel.
Would you listen to that, Mary?
I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
I do think she has weird taste in music also. Not to like throw our friends under the bus here.
I'm not, me or like, Claire?
No, Claire.
Okay. Maybe he just loves music and he can't get enough.
Mm-hmm. It's like more songs. It's like food at, you know, you're just like tasting a bunch of appetizers. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need the whole song. I love music so much. Like I'm wasting mm-hmm. time here. I could get to the next song.
I don't think that Claire should forget her boyfriend.
Don't forget him, but forget this behavior,
forgive him.
I think.
Forgive him.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fine. Well, I don't think some of the forgets, we're not saying like ditch this person from your life. We're just saying like, okay, fine. Well, then dump that idiot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got plenty more here. This is from Anonymous, and they say, I need to air a grievance against my brother. He scheduled his wedding for the week between Christmas and New Year's in the middle of a pandemic and made it a destination wedding in the mountains of Colorado. Who does this? What's the most egregious part? How do I begin to even heal from this affront now that I've gotten sick post-wedding? Please, Robin Akiva, help me move on from my grievance.
Mm.
This is easy. Easy, easy answer.
What is
Your
it?
Your brother does not mm-hmm. want a bunch of people showing up. They are purposefully trying to weed out.
Sounds like it already happened.
Yeah, it happened.
Or, okay,
some of these were old.
Yeah, they were trying to keep the wedding on a budget. Mm-hmm. They knew they had to invite, you know, 200 people because those were the relatives or close family or friends, but they really only wanted like 50 to show up because that's what mm-hmm. they really wanted to pay for.
Yeah, but the brother's on that list.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but, I feel bad for the family members who might be involved there, but I think that this is like a move. This is the thing people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say, hey, I want to inform you about my wedding. Maybe I'll even invite you, but it's going to be destination. It's going to be in a really inconvenient time. So, oh, so sorry to hear you couldn't show up. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but totally understand.
Yeah.
They're giving you an out. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it wasn't an out for enough people because I got COVID.
Oh.
And what are you supposed to do? These people reschedule their wedding 5 times and they're like, all right, December, everything's going to be calmed down. Things are calming down. They send out the invitations. Are they supposed to like know when things are going up? They were supposed to predict the, Omicron or all these things. I don't know.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are just like, that's it. We're not pushing it anymore. That's it. We said we're getting married this day. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you going
to
do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going to cut them off? Don't go to a second wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Or announce your divorce at his next one.
Yeah. At his next wedding, like make it about you.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother's next wedding. Make it all about you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. This is a tough one. This listener, she says, not sure if it meets the criteria, but I have a grievance against my ex who just casually came home and dumped me while I have COVID. Then proceeded to tell me in my own home that he would leave it the home by the end of the month. Not sure how that works, but anyway, I saw it coming. It's all good. Just thought it was a good story. P.S. Okay. I'm a real one.
Real one. So our listener, our friend, that they are sick with COVID. The their boyfriend came home and broke up with them, and then announced that I will be leaving at the end of the month.
Yeah, it appears to be her home.
Yeah, Mary, is this a thing?
Wait, do they live together?
Yes,
they
it sounds
live
like
together?
It.
Okay.
And not for anything. Like, we're recording this podcast on January 8th. Like, it's a long way to go here in January, which has 31 days also.
True.
Mary, is this a thing? Could you announce that we are broken up? I am leaving someday.
As of the 31st.
As of the 31st. Up. I'm putting in my 30-day notice.
If you share this home equally... Unfortunately, this is a bad move, and it's can't believe they did this. It's really
but
crappy.
It sounds like but it's our friend's home. Home.
But if it's her home, no, this is what you do. You go, oh, that's a shame. Your stuff will be in the yard. Get it out of here by the end of the day.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's over.
Yeah, at this point, it's over.
I'm sorry. And, can't afford Atari.
You, this is a great time to now, if you're like, man, I am really sick to where I can't possibly move their stuff, but you are 100% within your rights to kick them out, 100%.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
This seems like an open and shut case.
Yeah, ASAP. This is the easiest one of the day. Forget this person.
Forget this person.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari. Please, I don't want to get dragged.
All right, this is from Jenna. She says, my mom's a hoarder, and it drives me.
Okay, woof. That went in a different direction.
Got to say that word a little faster.
My mom's a hoarder, and it drives me. Comma, a very organized, methodical person, comma, insane. And she refuses to let me help her clean up. She's at an age where she needs to think about the belongings she will leave behind.
Wow. It's got dark.
Yeah. Yeah, it did get dark. It's like, yeah, because I also think I don't know how old she is, but she could be like 60. Mom, like when you die, all your stuff
50,
is
50. Yeah. Okay.
So
my mom's a hoarder. Do I forgive her or forget her?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to, if she's like, I don't want to say this, but like, if you think she's really close to that age, you don't want to forget her now. Might be missing out on some stuff. I don't know what to do. It's very frustrating when you have a family member who's a hoarder, but you don't have any control over it. I don't know what to do other than to call. They still make new episodes of the TV show Hoarders.
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be on with Intervention, like Hoarders and Intervention. I think we're on A&E together.
Track record for that show is like is that the kind of thing like Biggest Loser where people like get rid of the stuff but then they just get new stuff afterward.
Like, it takes like there's such legendary hoarders that I do think that like even if it doesn't and I guess you could say a little bit like this with Biggest Loser but it's
I
like
think so it is hard still to on yeah might have been
it's hard to accumulate that much stuff and also like some of the stuff could be from the 80s on the TV show where you're at least you're like starting afresh. I don't know.
Yeah, there were episodes of Hoarders that aired in 2021 season 13.
It's still going.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's not really a fun one. You know, think that, you know, did our friend talk to their parent?
Yeah, I think they talked to them and they refused to let them help.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you do here.
Yeah, you can't really forgive or forget here. You just have to. You're stuck basically.
Yeah. All right.
You could like trick her one day and throw out all her stuff. I support.
Yeah. Only if they're at the age where they might start not noticing if you get rid of some things, maybe you can just sort of start that way, but. Yeah, this is another thing that's like actually pretty common of like having to deal with other people's hoarder issues at some point. It's not very fun.
No.
Is there a way to make this fun? Not really.
I think just go on to the next one. I don't know if I would have pulled this one.
Okay. This is from Goldie, our friend Goldie.
Yes.
She says, my younger sister keeps telling everyone I'm basically 40. That she's telling people that Goldie's basically 40. And I'm not, Goldie says. And she started doing an impression of me where she pitches her voice very high and says, hi, I'm Goldie and I'm 40.
Mm-hmm. She's pushing 40.
I don't think she even is pushing 40. I think it's like, you know, it's just a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could be 30. And it's, okay. She's older. If someone's older than you, you can make fun of how old they are. That's the rule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So should she cut her sister out of her life or should she forgive her?
That's very extreme.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's writing in for advice. She wants to know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that the move is that you have to find a very damning counterattack, right, Mary?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the counterpunch. Like, well, I don't know.
Let's say her sister's name is like Samantha. Like, hi, I'm Samantha and I'm 11. Like, do you go like way down in age?
You don't go way down in age, but you find something like, I don't know. I'm sure Goldie would know something that is like,
how can you cut deep here though? What are you going for?
Mm-hmm.
Going for like, you know, Mary, where would you go here? How are you insulting your sister at this point? If she's calling you old,
mm-hmm.
You're the middle child. You have a younger sibling.
Yeah. See, I think the problem is I always had this, the opposite. Where they would mm-hmm. be like, you're younger than me, like my sister, my cousin. And I'd mm-hmm. be like, yeah, well, I'll probably live past you. Ooh. So that was a pretty good one. It's like, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, you look like you're 8 and we're 10. And I'm like, yeah, well, when you're 100, I'll be 98, which I, in retrospect, like, is that very different? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you could easily go before them.
How do you punch down in this scenario?
Well, I think you got to go off of age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely got to get out of the age here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, are they call them stupid?
Are they like named after someone that's like like important or something? So it's like, yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've got a,
so it's like
class.
Named after someone that's important. So like an example, like if their name was like Cleopatra.
Well, I guess I mean, like if you had like an old fashioned name, but it was like, yeah, well, I was named after our great grandmother and you just got, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Beth or whatever.
Or you got the bad name. Yeah.
You got the bad name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a bad name.
I think mm-hmm. that for Goldie, you got to find a attack that is, you know, so much more over the top that then mm-hmm. your sister will think twice about coming up with. She'll drop this. But we don't know what that thing is.
Yeah, send in ideas. Like, give us some facts for next week about, like, embarrassing things about your sister, and we'll come up with some great comeback.
Yeah, okay?
Or just tell her the jerk store called, and they're running out of
you. Running out of you, yeah.
Yeah, that one always works.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to be our last non-Robin Akiva one.
Okay.
And I won't say what it's from, but they're a librarian. Some would say they're the librarian.
Okay.
And they say, one of my biggest grievances in life is against editors who make bad and unnecessary changes to my work. They fact check me even though they know nothing and I am an expert. They even insert grammatical errors into my text sometimes. It really gets under my skin and I get furious every time it happens. Can you please help me figure out a more healthy way to deal with it?
Okay. What is being edited?
So let's say they're writing some book or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're writing a book or some scholarly academic journal
mm-hmm.
and the editor is inserting somehow factually incorrect things, grammatical errors. They're adding things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I
had this problem back when I used to write fan fiction. There was a site where they would have someone read through it and they mm-hmm. would be like, we can't accept this because you in dialogue wrote so with like six O's. And I'm like, that's because that's how the person was saying it. Like if I change it, then you won't understand mm-hmm. the input. Like the emphasis, even if I put it in italics.
So there's editors to fan fiction?
Sometimes on certain sites. But
okay.
Yeah, that can be super frustrating.
By the way, Mary, we will never edit your Robin Akiva fan fiction.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will probably never edit the Robin Akiva fan fiction. That's a good point there.
I think
that this one is this is super frustrating. I think it really depends on whether or not this is like a work scenario. If this is like if you're writing something for fun And then you have a friend who's just like an annoying editor, but like feels the need to do that. And it's like, fire the friend and get someone else, get another editor. But if this is like, oh, my boss at work has to read through my write-ups and they edit stuff like that, then you're kind of stuck with that one.
Yeah. Send the next one in Comic Sans. That'll teach him. Right?
Yeah, I agree. Yes. Please send your next academic work to the editor in Comic Sans. And then, yeah, they will never.
Or just probably... be like, I'm the editor. I'm 40.
Yeah, that's right. Unless they're more than 40, then like go up a decade or two.
Yeah.
Can you be snarky? Like, can you call it out in a way where it's like at the end of the paper or whatever you write in like parentheses, like, I'm sure you'll have tons of things to edit. I look forward to receiving those or something.
You could also do like, you know, write, let's say a word and, you know, and just be like, oh, by the way, this is spelled right. Don't fix this, but do that like thousands of times.
Yeah.
Every word you spell right, do that next to.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva.
Yeah.
Well, you have some RNAP themed grievances.
Yeah. RNAP themed grievances.
Okay.
We'll go quick with some of them. Actually, do you want one more? I'll give you RNAP themed grievances and we'll stop. We'll finish with one. We'll finish with one more regular one. So Jeff from Iowa has a problem with how we say the word Mario.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
We get that.
Well, Mary is a Mario expert. Mary, has that irked you over the years?
Gotten used to it to the point where, because you're not the only people I've heard.
How
do
should
that.
We say it?
I think I'm at the point with you two where I'm like, maybe I'm just wrong. Like maybe this is the more authentic way, and then like we're wrong. You know, it's like all the people who say Adidas, but it like technically should be Adidas, right? Like, yeah.
Should it? Isn't
it? What? I don't know. What? I feel like I heard that somewhere. That might have been a joke. That might have been someone playing a prank on me. I don't know. Look that one up. But I feel like on this one, I say Mario because it's how I've always said it. But I also say like Almond. So.
I think it's Adidas.
I feel like I heard that somewhere. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's fancy. Like saying you go to Target.
Yeah, now that bugs me. Don't do that, and don't add the S's onto words. Not Kroger's. Stop.
Yeah. What about Wegmans?
Well, isn't that how it's spelled or not?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jake's grievance is about Rob interjecting pre-planned bits when the guests are having a good conversation.
Yes. What do you pull this off of iTunes?
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts.
It's like Rob plans these bits.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the middle of talking to someone, let's say Scally, for example. Rob's just doing his bits, not even listening to us.
I do not pre-plan any bits on this show. That when I go get the Leprechaun DVD, spur of the moment.
Only stuff like that's happening here. You can't get that anywhere else.
Here's a self grievance I have for this podcast in particular. Oh, well. But like, and I wonder if either of you experience this, like, especially Kiva, when like you're podcasting and Rob will set you up for a joke, but you don't get it right then. And then like 10 seconds later, you're like, crap, I know what I was supposed to say.
Yeah,
he threw
the alley-oop and I was
And you're like, oh, I never missed it. The ground. I missed it. My head was on my notes and not on Rob's bit.
Did this happen in this episode?
My head is usually in my notes.
I don't know about this episode, but like there's definitely past times where that's happened. Or sometimes you're listening to the podcast and you can like, you can tell when you set it up and then like the guest just doesn't get it. You're like, oh no, it's like that, like you're cringing along with them.
No,
I know it happens.
No,
feel bad every time. Like I need to be more on my ball. You know?
You're on the ball just fine.
This is why we pre-plan bits so that you know.
They have a go-to thing to cut to.
Cody's complaint is that he submitted the idea for Robin Akiva officiate a wedding for his wedding before we did his idea with someone else. He talked about it on the mailbag and didn't like it. Then about a year later, he did the exact same thing with another couple.
Yeah, it happens.
Listen, sometimes we're in the mood for something and sometimes we're not. Yeah, you can't really plan that. Michael says Akiva said on the past week's 32 fans that Jets are clearly better than the Texans, and I think that's off base. They have the same record. The Texans have a better point differential. The Jets beat the Texans, Michael. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like they played straight up and we won.
I did hear that, yeah.
They won.
Yeah.
But here's a good one from Chris. Chris says, I have a grievance that Akiva is the only one who pulls ideas from the mailbag. I've submitted ideas in the past, and I believe that they would be equally judged by both of you to see their merit. Knowing now that only Akiva reads them first, are my ideas and others being unfairly tossed aside for the podcast because they didn't catch Akiva's eye, thus not giving Rob an opportunity to hear them. Blasphemy. Perhaps you look in at the, you both look at the mailbag and have your own list or have a mutual third party that helps put the ideas out. But we must balance the mailbag, Chris says.
We must balance the mailbag, Mary.
Mm-hmm. We must.
I mean, can you write the pitch in a way that like jumps out to Akiva, but then like actually Rob would like it?
Mm-hmm. You could also resubmit something. I wouldn't resubmit every week, but like 6 weeks later, if you haven't heard from me and it's never been read,
write it in Comic Sans so it catches Akiva's eye.
That's good.
Can you? Are they allowed to write like, "Here's my idea. Make sure you run this by Rob because I think Rob in particular would like it."
Yeah, I want to see that this week. Run this by Rob. You might not like it.
Okay.
And next week we will. I will read all the run this one by Rob.
And who was this is Cody?
Chris.
No, Chris. I think you make a good point that I think that Akiva does throw out a lot of the good ideas that I would have said yes to. And I agree with him.
Well, in the mailbag, should we just read Chris's ideas and see what gold we're leaving on the floor?
I mean, that sure.
Okay, so we'll go to Chris's ideas. All right, last one here. This is from our friend Kelly.
Yeah.
And she says,
Kelly White.
She says, a friend who I was very close with in university. That's what Canadians call college.
Yes.
He was my little sister in our sorority. Now, I was never in a sorority or a fraternity, but I think that's like, you're their mentor.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, how does that work? Mary, were you in a sorority?
Yeah. The same big sister, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mentor is like too serious of a term. I think that's like kind of like the idea, but it's more so like, it's like your, I don't know how to say this other than, it's kind of like your mentor from the outside, but truthfully it's the person who you like, it's the older person in the sorority whose job it is to like, you know, buy you booze.
Show you the ropes. Basically. Right.
Got it.
Yeah. It's like, it's like they give you the inside scoop. You got like a little bond with them. It's very cute. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, mentor is really like too serious. Like
So Kelly, I guess, I gotta get the door. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Mary, so when Akiva comes back, should we not talk? And then he'll be like saying like, hey guys, are you here? And then we'll just say nothing.
This is a great way to see who reacts to the same prank better.
Okay. See if we hear.
All right, I'm back. Oh, I think I'm getting the silent treatment. All right, I'll keep this podcast going without that. I don't need him.
It's like Kiva's idea in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Come on. You think you could pull this on me? I invented this prank like an hour and a half ago. So anyway, Kelly White says, a friend that she was very close with in university. She was my little sister in our sorority. Secretly had a baby this year. I'd like to know, you know, were you a good baby? You know?
Wait, she secretly had a baby?
She had a secret baby.
She had a baby and didn't tell anybody?
Yeah, secret baby. Can't do that.
Yeah.
So but she told the group chat that Kelly's not in 1 week before she was due and linked them to her baby registry for them to get her gift. Now, I have not seen her in a couple of years. But I was still planning to invite her to our wedding reception in 2022. Of course, her wedding, she was not at. I remember because we were in charge of the
room. Yes.
It is not telling me about the secret baby grounds to not resend her a wedding invite. Her husband still likes my posts on Instagram sometimes, but I'm not sure if they're still together.
Are they close friends on Instagram?
That's a good question. Do you ever get added to close friends? Like maybe that's where you should announce the baby. Like only close friends get to see. You know, maybe like the full birthing or like
the full birthing. Okay, I don't think you're allowed to put that on Instagram.
As far as I can tell, they did tell you about the secret baby. They told you 1 week before the due date. That's before.
She told the group chat and she heard from a third party.
Oh, she's not in the group chat?
They have the group chat. That's everybody minus Kelly. Yeah.
Oh, if you're not in the group chat, then yeah, that's grounds. But I thought this was like you're in the group chat.
Yeah.
If you are in the group chat, then this is fine. Although it's a fun move to be like, secret baby. Hey, I need gifts for my baby, though.
Yeah, I do like. Maybe post that to everybody, because how big is a group chat?
It sounds like this person hasn't even talked to them in a couple years anyways. Like, why were they expecting to hear about the secret baby?
They haven't seen them in a couple years, but they have spoken. But they were on the wedding list.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you think we're getting invited to this wedding?
The reception for Kelly White's wedding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to go. Canada. I don't even think we're allowed to go to Canada.
The other rules of Bigs and Littles is that generally you are closer to your little. So like you're close to them, but they're closer to their little. Like that's how it works. Like people are only close with their big until they get a little. That's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when you have real littles, then you don't always tell them about, when you're having kids.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This person, maybe they're past the sorority. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Kelly's still living in her college year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know then. This is interesting.
Why did Canada take like the stupidest thing going in the United States and take it for themselves?
What was that?
Like calling people bigs and littles and sorority like
that. You think that's a Canada thing?
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying why did Canada steal it from the U.S.? It's so dumb.
They should have kept it in America.
You're sounding a little bit like the person who's not invited to the lunch table.
Yeah. So you're saying that Canada, just like our Greek system was just incredibly well run that Canada just ripped us off and
that's what they did. And I'm saying they should have.
Did we invent this? Did we invent it?
It's called the Greek system.
I don't know.
So. Probably started in the University of freaking Athens or something, but then maybe it's Athens, Georgia. I don't know.
Forget this person, though. Yeah. Forget that.
Who, by the way, has already forgotten you, so don't worry about it.
I think you have to invite them. Look, you have to be, who knows the reason that she kept the baby a secret?
Don't waste the wedding invitation on them when you could send the one to Rob and myself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Anything, any other grievances?
That's about it.
Oh, I think. Can I tell you about one more grievance?
Please.
So I feel like that on the last proper podcast that we did together, we did all of the things that we got from Fiverr, which was very much inspired by the things that AJ Norris told us last time we talked. I got together with Mary on this podcast when we did Taskmaster. And... So we had the reveal of our new mailbag song, and I feel like that Chappelle opened up the floodgates. I've seen some grievances from the listeners about that people do not like the new mailbag song.
I saw it. I thought it was very good. People were like, well, Akiva liked it. He doesn't even know anything about music. Like, it was terrible. What are you talking about? People don't like change, Rob.
People don't like change.
They don't like change. They're afraid of change. They're very fearful of it.
You could have the best song ever, but if they're getting rid of Peppa Pig, nobody wants that.
Oh, we're not. We're going to play Peppa Pig to go to the commercial.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll still play Peppa Pig. Yeah. Here's the thing. Give us 6 weeks. If you don't like it after 6 weeks, I'm willing to talk for let's say March. We'll cut it by March for bracket season if you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a chance.
Do we get our $15 back?
I don't think that. I don't think that was the thing. Like, if you don't like it, your money back.
It was like a guarantee. Didn't he have a guaranteed? Your listeners will like that.
You're right. Guaranteed, your listeners will like it. Okay, fine. So let's give it 6 more weeks, and then 6 weeks from now, like, we've been using your theme song. Guaranteed, which, by the way,
Chappelle won't drag you on Twitter. Guaranteed, no subtweets from Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know the subtweet. I think he tweeted it.
I think it was I think it was a subtweet.
It was a subtweet. Yeah, we'll email the guy and be like, we like your song. We played it 7 times on our podcast. Unfortunately, a lot of our listeners don't like it. They think we don't know anything about music. So can we have our money back?
Yeah. I mean, Sam was the one that contacted him. I think he can write the message.
Yeah, we'll have Sam write that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mary, did you have any feelings on it? Or do you want to hear it when we come back from the break?
I don't have any feelings on the song, but you need your $15 back? What are you? The kids who saved your way through college? Come on. $15.
Mary, people don't like it.
Oh, okay. Do you like it? If you guys don't like it, then
I thought it could have described what we were about to do better and talk about we were listening to the mailbag ideas and
What if you tweak it? What if it's like a remix? Like this was a good first take. We tried it out, didn't work. Here's some feedback. Actually, maybe try again.
Akiva, you know what I think it actually does need? I feel like that really like a saxophone solo, I think would really help it.
And you perhaps add to our song a little bit.
I mean, if you need a saxophone solo, is it ska? Because if it's ska, then that'd be great. Like can you make a ska version?
I mean, it's kind of British rap. Is that ska? Basically, right? No.
Yeah. I think a remix is a possibility.
All right. Well, let's think about ideas for it. Mary, you're going to stay for the mailbag, right? We're having fun.
We are having fun.
Oh, that sounds like a bug.
Oh, my God. Where are you going?
I have, you know, like it's a 6 p.m. on a Saturday.
What are you going out?
Like friends?
Yeah, I have friends.
Oh my God.
You know?
Wow.
But I mean, I don't know. Are you guys, am I like bringing the cool factor?
You're the first one who's ever said that.
I don't think that's the truth.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I thought you were like,
I didn't see this coming.
No, you were going to beg us to be allowed to
out someone. I'm going to out someone. My friend who's asking me to come loves Renap, and they were like, skip the mailbag.
Who are they? I want their name.
Yeah, they, no, because then I'm going to get a grievance from them.
Is it Will from A?
It's not. It's not Will from America. No.
Wow.
Multiple friends who love Renap.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. But this was fun, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
I mean, I thought it was until now.
I'm worried.
It's like we're asking for a second date, and you're like, no, I had a great time. Trust me. Mm-hmm. But like,
yeah.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, I'll see you around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're better as friends.
Are people enjoying this? Like, I'm worried that I'm like taking everyone off topic too much.
I think people were like, I can't wait to hear what Mary has to say about the mailbag. She'll be able to, sort of fix anything. Like Rob says A and Akiva says B, and Mary will come down with a hammer and decide.
Can I say for just like the first one? Like, give me the best pitch,
Rob and I could discuss this.
Sure. Just yeah, sounds
go
good.
Go away for 1 second.
I'll do that.
How are you gonna get her to come back and then act like you don't hear her?
Wait, just when you start hearing her, stop talking. Anyway, I think we could do that. I'll read. We'll do one.
Okay, I'm putting my headphones back on now. Oh no, I can't. I wonder what they talked about without me. Surely they wouldn't try to play the same prank on me, right? Not the guest. Oh, I guess I have to leave the mailbag because no one's here.
Wait, stay. We'll do one. We give you one.
Give me your best one. Give me your best one.
Well, you can't do the best one on this side.
If you start the best one first.
All right, give me the worst one.
You want to get one star reviews?
Leave the taste of people. One.
Okay. Yeah. Could you give Mary the worst one? Because nobody will complain they didn't hear the worst mailbag idea.
Okay.
I can't win.
Here's the worst one. This is from Josh the Pizza Guy. It's called Robin Akiva's Final Destination. Robin Akiva will watch all the Final Destination movies while commuting in some way. In a car, a bus, a train, or a plane.
No. You have to do it in an Uber, right? Or a Lyft, and you have to be going to Reno.
Uber to Reno?
No mask? They're not going to be wearing a mask. Actually, no, this idea is even crazier. We listen to the movies because we're driving and we're trying to guess what happens because we're just listening to the audio.
Yeah, it'd be like a bunch of like crashing and like sound effects and stuff like that. You ever watch those Final Destination movies?
I saw the first one. I didn't realize it was supposed to be a whole series when I watched it.
Yeah.
I didn't do enough for me to keep going back. What about you?
I've seen a couple of them. I don't even think that they're really like scary. I think it's just like a bunch of like almost like they're like prank videos gone wrong. It's like all these things have to happen for people to die.
Does anyone ever make it out of those alive? Is there like one final person who fixes it?
I don't know. I feel like that most of these like deaths are like mousetrap. It's like the ball rolls down the stairs and then it goes.
You miraculously survived the plane crash, but then you like got like
Rube Goldberg
bit by a worm or something.
Gonna kill you. Yeah.
But then a cat breathed into your mouth when you were sleeping. And you were. Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Jacob Jones wrote that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's let Mary do her plugs.
Oh yeah. Well, you know me. Just living over on Kowski Cast mostly. We're in the happy times before Riverdale comes back. That's another grievance Kirsten McInnes and I have, is that the show won't end.
Mm-hmm.
So we signed on for one season because we thought that would be it, and then we're on season 6. So here we go. But yeah, that's coming back eventually. In the meantime, though, book 2 of Twilight come out for Twi-Fight, so that's going to be a great time. My personal favorite book. If you if you're anti Edward Cullen but you're Team Jacob, that's the book for you.
Yeah.
So hop in on that.
Mary, why is it called Twi-Fight again? You debate about Twilight?
Yeah. I love Twilight. My co-host hates it. Mm-hmm. So we're fighting about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
And where do the listeners come down? Is it people that like Twilight or hate Twilight?
I think it's a healthy mix of both. It's people who like Twilight enough to want to listen to someone talk about it, but also agree with all the nitpicks we have.
Yeah. It's like the first take of Twilight.
Yeah. It's a lot like the Twilight commentary. We also did a podcast on the Twilight commentary as well. One on the movie and one on the commentary.
All right.
Makes sense. But yeah, so you can check me out there and otherwise, Canadian Big Brother's come back and Big Brother Celebrity eventually. Yeah. So got all that going on.
Mary, could I just do one wheel idea while you're here? Like, should we do some sort of a thing where we do like listen to movie commentary, but don't watch the movie?
Yeah, I think find a movie you've never seen and make sure it has commentary with some of the actors.
Mm-hmm.
And because I hear what you're saying about the actors not caring, but that's sometimes the best. It's like these actors agreed to do the commentary, but they have no insight into even what the movie was that they filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be pretty good sometimes. So as long as you find one that's good, maybe have some people send one in that like actually is good. Not like it can be bad, but it has to be bad enough to where it's good again.
Akiva, you have any thoughts on this? That you and I listen to a movie commentary of a movie that we have not seen.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a fun idea. I think it's a little too cute.
A little too cute?
Too cute?
Yeah, I think it's too cute.
Wow. Well, see, this is why you gotta appease Akiva, otherwise things can't get on the wheel. That's how it is.
I guess so. Yeah. I hear you, Chris. Okay. All right. the great Frail Mary Krakowski, thank you so much for stopping by. Good, have fun, whatever you're doing. That's going to be better than the mailbag.
You know, sorry that I had to dip out, but I was told this was like the cool move. This is like how you get in the cool club, right?
Yeah, you're like the people in the office leaving Akiva and I at the nerd table.
Yeah, you know what? But here's what I'll do. Since I'm doing this, I will add both of you to my close friends
on Instagram. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so honored.
That's one. Go. Okay.
I won't even know what to see when the first time it pops up. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I'll make sure it's PG.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. All right. We'll see everybody else on the other side of the break right after this.
I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
I feel good. Dad,
are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
So good. So good. I got you.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Ever felt off balance down there? Introducing Azo Vaginal Health Products. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria. And if you want protection from yeast and urinary tract issues, try Azo Dual Protection. Save 20% with the promo code PODCAST at azoproducts.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you. A new podcast drops, so take a seat and grin. It's Robin McKeevy on a weekly thing. Is to take the listeners' ideas in. Take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show The Love Off for Whoopi Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK. They could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Robin McKeevy, I need a podcast. Robin McKeevy, I need a podcast. It's Robin McKeevy, I need a podcast. Robin McKeevy, I need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Take a seat and grin, because it's time for the weekly mailbag where people submit their ideas about anything. Go up on
what
the wheel.
A good song that is.
Yeah. The controversial Renat mailbag theme song. Speaking of Kyle Chandler, who is mentioned in the song. So, Akiva, my sons are watching
Early Edition.
Yeah, they've been watching the Godzilla movies. They're watched King Kong versus Godzilla, Kong versus Godzilla, and then Godzilla King of the Monsters. And then Kyle Chandler is in some of these movies. And I told my son, I said, oh, see that guy? Akiva says he could beat him up. No problem. Mm-hmm.
What did he say? What did he think?
He's like, what?
Who is that?
What? I mean, he has no idea what you look like. I mean, you could be The Rock for all he knows.
Yeah. Did you describe like he's Jack or huge arms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he probably knows that it's true. I could beat him up.
Yeah. He said, basically, he looks like he's like a King Kong with less body hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good description. Much also less on his head, probably. Yeah. Akiva.
All right, Akiva. So what do we got in the mailbag?
Well, let's go through. You know, Chris talked a big game. He talked smack about me. Let's see if he has really any gems out there. That I don't know. We're doing this blind right now. I'm gonna control F his name in our big Renat mailbag Google Doc. And we'll see if Chris is if we've been leaving them. I'm not going to skip it. So if I've been leaving them on the cutting room floor because they're not good, or maybe I missed them, or because they're bad. All right. He says, okay, this is called Vine Bracket Vine Rewind.
Vine Robin Bracket Akiva, Vine Rewind.
Yeah. So the branding is already a match.
On point.
He says, Robin Akiva, take a look back at the vines that graced the internet and paved the way for social media platforms like TikTok and short form stories on Twitter and Instagram. Okay. As older gentlemen who've outlived Vine and probably TikTok, Robin Akiva could either rank the top vine of a bracket or simply rate the vines on a scale of 1 to 5. Can Robin Akiva determine if Vine is the superior trailblazer? Will they determine that TikTok has really usurped Vine? This is a mess.
Okay.
Now,
yep.
Very visual idea.
Okay, it is very visual. I do think that it's interesting. Yeah. I think the branding really need. What do you want to call it?
You called it Vine Bracket or a Vine Rewind?
No, that's so. First off, we want to say, you know, I feel like there's we definitely can improve the branding. Like there's a great title that's out here for this. Okay, so
people be excited next week on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. It's Vine time, episode 177. Robin Akiva are gonna rank vines on a scale of 1 to 5. Now vines were what, 6 seconds, right? So shouldn't it be 6 on the 6 scale?
Yeah, that's true.
And the vines are also gone. I'm sure someone has saved them somewhere, but like, they're not in their natural habitat.
I think the problem is just that it is very few of them, I think, are going to be playing on a podcast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like where like a lot of the, like a vine could be like an incredible visual thing.
Yeah.
But like it's just going to be like 6 seconds of like a person screaming or something like that.
Yeah. And he's doing push-ups on the ceiling. Ha ha ha. But like you can't see it.
Yeah.
That's, I assume, what most vines were, push-ups on the ceiling.
Yeah. So I feel like it's interesting, but I don't think it's a podcast.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a terrible idea, but I don't even ever remember seeing it, to be honest. But had I seen it, I probably wouldn't have read it. Okay. This has been mentioned before. This is from Chris also. Season 3, episode 7, SpongeBob SquarePants.
With SpongeBob.
I'm going to keep a watch. Yeah, it's not. This is from SpongeBob Chris. yes. says that we watched season 3, episode 7 of SpongeBob and trying to find out what the show is teaching. Rob has previously said he believes on the 5-5. He doesn't see what can be learned from watching SpongeBob. So maybe the two of you, the second episode,
I think they got twisted. So I feel like Nicole was more like, I don't want the kids watching SpongeBob. I'm like, well, first of all, it's better than whatever else. You know, this is some of this other garbage they watch, and at least it's like, you know, pop culture.
Right.
So I don't know if we're going to learn anything from SpongeBob SquarePants season 3, episode 7. I feel like it's just sort of like, but why?
People would like it. I think it's popular. Would you put it in the fishbowl?
I just don't know. Like, to me, it's sort of like beloved. And it's like, I feel like it's not something that has sort of like gone away and there's like nostalgia for it. I feel like that he's sort of like SpongeBob SquarePants is like still a mainstay. And so to me, I don't really know the point of doing season 3, episode 7 of SpongeBob.
Yeah. And if you love the show, I'm not sure why you want us to talk about it. Like, start your own SpongeBob podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What else?
Okay, so I've been searching for Chris.
Was that a Chris idea? Was that a Chris idea?
Yeah, these were all Chris's.
Okay, but that wasn't an idea that Rob would have, like, that was in there for me.
Mm-hmm. No, this was not specifically for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This we've read already. Rob gets an au pair.
Yes.
And it's best friend Christina being your au pair, but that showed up.
I would sign on the dotted line tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole nixed that one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. She does not want it.
The idea of Nicole.
She does not want an au pair.
I don't even think you had the guts to suggest it. I think it was just like you knew off the top of your head.
I'll pick the right day.
Okay, fine.
I'll pick my spot. You're in a good mood, right?
Yeah. You're in a good mood, honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another...
Imagine if I suggest that she's in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
Don't worry. She's my best friend. I don't know her, but... Christina, she listens to, you know, Akiva, Robin Akiva. You love it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robin Akiva become bartenders. This is Chris's idea from October 8th. Robin Akiva concoct between 1 to 3 or any number of your choosing alcoholic cocktails that most represent Renap and all it has to offer. There's already the Rehapsody cocktail. Why not give Renap some representation? You consult a mixologist to help with the drinks. Rely on yourselves to make them. Maybe Malcolm Freeberg guests. Making a drink based on Renap could also be an opportunity to brand as well as travel down memory lane if you base it on a specific episode. Love you guys and always great work.
Yes. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. So Akiva, would you have a Renap cocktail? You know, Akiva famously not a big drinker.
Not a big drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't like, no, this is one of like in the list of ideas that I've ever read. This is very near the bottom of ideas I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
I would not even show up this episode if this is what would happen. I'd be like, Chappelle, I need a huge favor. You need to pretend to be me.
Pretend to be me? That would be your Akiva impersonator?
Like, I don't know. Great news, guys, next week. We got a special guest. It's Kuya.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know necessarily if maybe like at the live show, maybe somebody could drink the Renap cocktail. I don't know necessarily like if we're mixologists.
No, it's not my thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I like drinking, I wouldn't like, I don't know what we're doing on the podcast. I mean, if we're getting drunk, like that's sort of a funny pitch, but short of that, I don't know.
Yeah. When was the last time you were drunk?
2003.
Wow. I think it's been a minute since I was drunk that I definitely have been like tipsy on occasion, but yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've been, you know, very drunk.
Yeah, no, that was the drunk. I've definitely been drunk since then. That was the drunkest I've ever been. That's what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it a special occasion?
No, it was Purim, which is like the Jewish like drink day, and I drink a lot of wine, and then since then I've not drank any wine. I hate it now.
You don't drink any wine? I feel like I've heard you talk about
4 cups a year at the Passover Seder. Yes. That's it.
Okay.
Because it just scared me off.
Four cups a year experience. Sounds like it's like one cup at a certain time.
No, well, you have 4 cups at the meal. That's the Passover Seder. You have 4 at one meal.
You have to have you have 4 cups of wine at one meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not bombed.
I am bombed by the second cup. I'm bombed.
And you got to keep going?
So I sneak grape juice in. But like my wife, if she pours, she puts the
wow.
she puts wine in. But I sneak grape juice in there.
I mean, I would think everybody at the dinner is going to be wrecked. Everybody just four cups of wine? That's like a bottle of person.
The first two, yeah, it is a bottle. It's definitely a bottle of person. You need a lot of wine for the Passover Seder. So basically, and the cups are not small. You know, you're drinking from like a fancy, almost like goblet.
Oh,
like
my God. Like,
but yeah, and it's funny because the first two cups, you're all basically on an empty stomach because the meal is after one and two, four, three and four. Now, there is decent. It could be a couple hours, really.
Yeah.
A long meal. But still. Oh, I'm gone. My parents who don't drink ever also.
I would think everybody my mom is. Be, unless you're yeah, my mom a, will be bombed by drinker. The second one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, people who drink, they're fine. Like, my wife is not drunk after four cups of wine. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, people who don't drink, they're gone.
Yeah. Wow, this is sounds like a wild night.
So now, does this make you like? What do you think? You want to go to a Seder?
I didn't know if I go to somebody's Seder, I have to have four cups of wine.
Well, if you're a guest, nobody's counting how many you had. Oh, nobody's gonna be like, well,
like loser, wuss, like, come on.
Nobody's gonna be judging.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife will judge. She doesn't like if I don't have it. You know, misery loves company.
Who invited this Gentile?
Yeah, like, I thought they could drink. Yeah.
Wow. Boy. This is a party.
Yeah, it's an interesting night. It's a very long night because you start off, you're reading a lot of Hebrew and there's not a lot of eating going on. So it's really an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get to the food, it's late. And like the kids are like passing out and it's a wild night. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. It sounds like
it's frogs and
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. What other ideas do we have for this week?
So those are all the Chris ideas I found by controlling F. But here's an idea from Christensen, Mike Christensen.
Yes.
Who wrote in
legendary Renap listener.
Mm-hmm. He wrote in and his idea is called I Literally Just Told You. And he says, Jimmy Carr, you know Jimmy Carr?
The president.
No, that's Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a British comedian.
Yes.
Jimmy Carr just came out with a new game show and it's called I Literally Just Told You. And he thinks it could make for a fun Renap style quiz. Renap style game. Four contestants, so presumably Rob Akiva and two other Renap personalities, compete in a quiz style show where questions are based on events or things that just happened during the podcast.
Okay.
So the show's title stemming from the fact that contestants literally have the answers. They just have to remember them. In addition to the host, there's two question writers who draft up the questions live throughout the show, based largely off of banter between contestants, comically incorrect answers to previous questions and cutaways to celebrity guests. So maybe you have some surprise cameos. He says, Renap thrives on banter. This is a phenomenal game show format for the podcast to try out. This is a few moving parts with questions that need to be written live. It's a bit high concept. Podcast had a lot of success in the past with British game shows. And you might well strike while the iron's hot with this brand new format. I'd be happy to try and start developing this further, but I know there are a lot of people in the community who have knocked the shows out, like the Side of the Park Race, KFC, Corey P. Okay. I figured submitting the initial idea would put it on their radars if they want to take the reins. A lot of production would happen. I like this idea. I think this is very funny.
So here's what I would struggle with. Okay. So it's like this comes up on the wheel. Okay, I literally just told you is on the wheel. So we're like on and let's, you know, not to rope anybody else into like doing work for this. Let's say Mike is putting it together. So it's us and Mike is there. And then there's like maybe somebody else who's like writing questions live and we're just like bantering with Mike. And then it's like the alarm goes off. It's like, all right, question time, Akiva. What city did Mike say he went to high school in?
What's the problem?
I'm just asking. That's what this is.
Yes, that it is basically. It could be like, let's say it was this episode. So it was me and you and Mary, and then there's hosts and writers on there. They might say like, you know, how many siblings does Mary have, or you know, how many times, you know, what
three?
What did Mary?
Or two.
Yeah, well, she has two siblings. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how many times is Mary's mom? What service did Akiva say Mary's mom should use to send
FedEx
the DVD. Yeah. How much did the DVD of season 7 of The Amazing Race cost?
$6.99.
Yes. All right. So there would be a lot of that, but I think that's fun. And like, I think it's just like a podcast about,
yeah,
like a game show about the podcast that's happening there, but like you don't have to really know. It's better than if you had like other suggestions, which is like Renap History, where you'd have to have listened to 150 different episodes. Here it's like you're just listening maybe the first half hour's banter. Yeah. And the questions are based off that banter.
Yeah, I think I would be good at this because
you'd be very good.
Yeah. I think I would be good at this because I'm married, and I think
famously
when you're
a good listener,
when you're married, there's a lot of discussion of what that I told you. Blah, blah, blah. Like no. You said that you. Why that? Okay, and it's a lot of like you have to like have good recall,
right? I think this is a very fun idea. I don't know why we don't have any game shows on the wheel right now.
Let's try. I feel like that I'm a little bit like nervous in terms of like the starting of like I feel like it could be like a little bit like getting out of the gate. I just kind of feel like that there should it be like something else going on also where we're like doing like something else up front, because then it's almost like, okay, we're here. It's like when does the game show start? Like we open the show, you know, like I feel kind of like it could be like an awkward, like first 10 or 15 minutes while we're trying to, you know, like nothing has happened yet to get quizzed on.
Right. Okay. So what should the first half of the show
I don't
be?
Know. I think that let's maybe tweak it a little bit before we go full on onto the wheel.
You think it should be a full other, like, let's say it was this week. Mm-hmm. Like we're reading grievances and then like the second, like it's a whole nother episode, like full.
I don't know if it's a full other one. Episode, but maybe like, do we start with the mailbag in that episode?
What if we like watch something?
I think it's a good, like, what if we did the mailbag first and then the thing? Cause then we'd have the whole first half of the show, okay, which was the mailbag to be get quizzed on. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So we're putting this on the wheel, but the week this comes up, the mailbag is first.
Mailbag is first. And then the question writers are going along. And mm-hmm. then in the second half of the show, we're getting quizzed on the what happened in the mailbag.
Okay, that's okay. Great. And if Mike wants to take the reins, great. If not, he suggests me. I think Grace would be very good at writing on the fly questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So put it on the wheel, baby.
Okay. I literally just told you. I think we work on the name, right?
So I mean, that's the name of their game. But you're saying okay. I've never heard of it. What if it's we literally just told you?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it's like. Live game show? What's a better name for the idea that we're completely stealing?
Okay,
it's funny.
I don't know. We'll keep working on it. All right. What else you got?
Okay. Tate says this is a new one. This is from Jonathan. It's called Rob Makes a Friend.
Okay, good.
I'm a first time submitter.
A close friend.
Well, we're gonna find out. So first of all, Jonathan's a first time submitter. So that's exciting.
I have to see their butt.
I don't think you're. Well, we'll get into it. Whose butts we have to see. He's a first time submitter, and his idea is called Rob Makes a Friend. Rob mentioned on the Patreon 5 for 5, which is the podcast Rob does with his wife,
yes,
Nicole.
Yes.
That he has no friends. Of course, I think Rob's joking because he works with the best people: Josh, Wiggler, Aaron Armstrong.
Yeah,
Akiva.
I am.
LaTanya,
I have. Yes. Yeah. Etc. Yes. So I have many people that like are my friends from like online
world. Your boss is not your friend, guys.
Oh,
I'm not saying you're my boss. I'm just saying like they're implying that, you know, they're implying that like everyone you work with is automatically your friend.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
And that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's. What did this person have to say?
Rob has a big fan.
You saw how Mary got out of here as soon as she.
Yeah,
could.
It's true. No, Mary for sure is not. But she promises the friend she's hanging out with is a big Renap listener. Rob has a biggest stand. It's a base of patrons who love and support his work and a third wheel. And we get Rob a friend who would be someone who's down. First of all, we know Rob has a best friend. It's Christina, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who's down to earth, low maintenance, and understand Rob's invests a lot of his work, but still needs a loyal friend. I don't know how that makes for a good podcast, but I will say I listen to Rob's content every week and enriches my life. Makes me laugh, and I want Rob to have a friend to lean on when he needs it. Rob is great. He was great. Renap is great. I was genuinely scared when y'all talked about canceling the podcast. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed a lot of northern people saying y'all recently?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah.
Like a lot of people, like from New York
mm-hmm.
and whereabouts.
Yeah.
I started, In my life, I never heard someone say y'all when I was in high school.
This is at least the second time and maybe the third time you've had this.
I will
on the podcast.
Keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
It is why you have no friends. You just don't let people, do riffs for the eighth time.
Yeah. I mean, talk about pre-prepared material.
Actually, I didn't think
Renap drinking game. Do a shot every time Kiva complains about. It'll be like a Passover Seder at your house.
And folks is crazy. Like I've never said the word folks in my. The only time you can say folks is ironically about parents. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I thought I'd done that bit to my wife. I didn't realize I'd done it on the show before.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I feel like that. Let me see if I can find it. But I feel like that it was potentially pulled for. Best of 2021.
Really? Akiva complaining about people saying y'all?
Yeah, let me see if it didn't make
the cut, I guess.
Let me see if I can find it. But here, go on.
All right, I'll keep talking. But I'm not pulling nobody's pulling the thing anymore because Mary's not here.
Mm-hmm.
You go away. Yeah, don't like. Yeah,
the prank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, but go on with the idea.
Yeah. No, so that's basically it. So basically, like, I guess it would be like a bracket of people competing to be your friend. I mean, it's very similar to the Stan tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think you'd really agree to be this person's friend. I don't know.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. No more contests to see if I can find friends that, like, I have. Listen, I am very busy with the podcast, and I'm very fortunate that I have so many wonderful people that I get to spend time with in the podcast. And then I have a wife and family who keep me very busy and come up with a million other things to do for me if I ever in the event where I am not podcasting. So I do not really have much of a time for friends outside of that. I hope that my wife finds some women that don't have like loser husbands and that's it.
All right.
Or my kids. Make friends with, people that don't have like a loser idiot dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Say like Dominic Anthony, the kid has a cool dad. Like, yeah, then you bring him home. Although the opposite has also happened to me.
Or
where,
I have to hope that would like, one of my neighbors is not a loser.
Yeah. Get like a home improvement situation with the fence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A good idea. Yeah. Neighbors could be friends.
Mm-hmm.
My dad did that once where like he had a good friend. Really, it was a couple. It was like he was friends with the woman, but also the guy, and they got married, moved away, and he lost touch with them for like 20 years after college. And then I went to my gap year program before college with their son. This was like one of his best friends. He hadn't spoken to them in 20 years, and he saw like on the school list or whatever, hey, like be friends with this kid. Now, when your dad says like be friends with this kid, there's no way that's the last person you're going to be friends with, right? Like,
right.
The person you're like, oh, I'm sure they're like a huge loser.
Mm-hmm.
And I never spoke to them the whole, it was only like 100 kids in the school.
And that was how you met Chester?
No, it was not Chester. Yeah, my dad and Jerry Chester were hanging. I never spoke to him the whole year. And like, again, there was probably three kids in the school I didn't say one word to, and he was one of them. And I came home, my dad was like so disappointed. And then I went to summer camp that summer to work at like a camp for special needs kids, which is where I met my wife. And he was there, and it was awkward because we had just been through this like year where sort of like almost everyone becomes friends, and we never had spoken. Like, I didn't know if he knew my name either.
Yeah.
And then we became good friends, like because we were sort of like in this much smaller environment, like different environment, and we were like next to each other, and we became good friends. And now I have not spoken to him in 18 years. So I was wondering, like, maybe our kids at some point soon are going to have to become friends.
Maybe. Is that's the prophecy.
Mm-hmm. He also works in the White House. If we ever, like, need a big favor, maybe we'll call him on air.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know. I haven't spoken. I mean, it would be awkward. I haven't spoken in 18 years. But we should wait for, like, a really big favor.
And then we'll call him up. Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
Like, here's Akiva needs a pardon.
I mean, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost trapped in another country, like trying to get into America. I was like, all right, who do I know? We get to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another idea on a variation, something we've discussed recently. This is from CMD.
And they say CMD.
CMD. Robin Akiva name a cat. If you guys ever end up watching the movie Cats, as part of that episode, you could do a throwback and name my cat. I'm perfectly willing to get a new cat and have you two name it. During the Cats episode will never happen. I don't even need to be prepared for this event.
When we do Cats, we'll name somebody's cat.
I think that's a good two for one. Mm-hmm. I think that because like that's we won't fine. Be thrilled.
Generally, I don't think that the idea of naming somebody's pet is too exciting. But in mm-hmm. this case, sure.
Yeah, it's like B plus plus B plus equals an A, I think is how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go with that. All right.
Yeah, I've been in school in a while. I think that's how that goes, though. All right, let's do one more. Let's do one more idea.
Okay.
Sam from San Diego. And if you well, OK, Rob, here's this is going to test your knowledge of I literally just told you.
Yeah.
What was Sam from San Diego's write in earlier in this episode? What was his grievance?
I believe that his best friend started dating the woman that he was hanging out with for a year.
I'm going to say this. You're going to slaughter everybody during that game.
That was
you're
right.
Just gonna, like, I want to be on your team.
Yeah.
Could it be me and you or what do you think? You're going to win.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of people on the podcast between me and you and Mike Christensen and then another team and the question writers.
Well, I think the writers won't really be on. Like, they'll be listening. I don't think they'll be, like, talking minute to minute. I think they'll just be five,
mm-hmm.
which we've had before. Teams of two and a host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even the host, they won't. This is just the mailbag or the mailbag. Like, it's the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Who's there for the mailbag? Do we guess who wins and put the winner on the mailbag first? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. So he says, Robin Akiva need a catchphrase. It was a great episode of Renat, but a lot has changed since the last catchphrase tournament.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Mm-hmm. I think listeners would appreciate bringing back another catchphrase tournament. Listeners submit new ideas for the new official Renat catchphrase. He calls it a catchier phrase. Robin Akiva need a catchier phrase.
Need a catchier phrase. Yeah.
Catchier phrase.
We and got that a lot one of mileage prevalent. Out of, we still use, you know, chuffed to bits and mm-hmm. forget the mustard. It's crowded. We almost never use Robin Akiva or a few ping pong balls short of the fishbowl.
Yes. There were probably like five phrases that really made it out of there. Ironically, listen, not unlike a season of reality mm-hmm. TV. The winner, forgettable. But sometimes the Rob goddesses, people really you'll remember for generations.
What were some of the other ones? What was the one about milk?
I don't know. You banter for a minute and I'll pull it up on Microsoft on Google Drive.
Yeah, let's revisit those. Forget the mustard's karate time was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of the other ones that were
Don't nap on Renap, I think. But like on the ones Renap, that were Renap specific, ironically, sort of died mm-hmm, afterwards. Yeah. We never really used
Jenny Autumn can come back.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we have a built-in guest right there, Jenny Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to like you did Joe Millionaire this week with Jenny Autumn.
Jenny and I had a lot of fun going through Joe Millionaire, the new one. Did you watch the mm-hmm. old Joe Millionaire, Kiva?
I think I did. Yes, I remember watching it on Fox back in the day. How many years ago was it?
That was 2003 that it was on.
Jeez.
Yeah. Joe Millionaire, mm-hmm. the twist is that one Joe Millionaire is worth $10 million and the other one isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's not really poor.
So he's only worth like 800K, you're saying. He's got like, he's got a nest egg.
He's a construction worker and he like is like owns his own construction company, but like he like just started. So he's like not worth a lot of money right now, but
mm-hmm.
like maybe eventually. But he's not like an uggo or anything.
No, he's not an uggo.
Pretty hot. Yeah.
Did Forget the Mustard, I'm looking at the bracket right now. Did Forget the Mustard of It's Karate Time get eliminated in the first round?
Perhaps, yeah.
Because I see it's like some, we I think we had like a play-in beat both of them. All right, so I'm going to read you some of them, okay? Nothing good comes from going outside.
Mm-hmm.
Friend request denied.
Yeah.
Catch me with that Sunday milk.
Yes, okay.
You're overcooking my gravy when you've mm-hmm. had enough of someone's nonsense. We are your dads.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Akiva do not need this podcast. That's when we reject the mailbag idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're cooking, Robbie, or you're cooking, Kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rap and rap. If you wish it, you better pitch it.
Yeah.
Renap, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
That person is a few episodes short of a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
Podman get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys with different strokes. I don't remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're the kings of things that don't matter.
Okay.
Who's asking for this?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I think that's, I feel like that is stuck yeah. around a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember I was the one pitching this one in this economy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Those were the winners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of the losers were, I'm going to pull and peel that idea into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the wheel world.
Yeah. All right. I think that this is, it's been what now going on? Like, is this, that was like pre-COVID, right? It was like January 2020.
Well, let me tell you, last edit on this doc was made on February 7th, 2020.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of the 2-year anniversary of Robin Akiva need a catchphrase. So I think that it's time.
But is it for bracket season? Should we just save it a few weeks and put it in season?
Was it a bracket?
It was a bracket.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Robin Akiva need a catchier phrase should be in the wheel of brackets.
Yeah, we have a lot of brackets. I hope someone's keeping track. Okay. I am not.
Okay. So we were talking about, we were going to get a K-pop, group and
I don't know if we're doing K-pop.
Okay.
I didn't think we agreed on that.
Well, we talked about putting it in the wheel of brackets.
Yeah. We got to talk about that one further. The one we did last year, our TV themed one that we usually do, well, this is tricky because that's called We Need a Cashier Phrase. And the one we had sort of committed to doing this year was the best TV catchphrase of all time. Enough. You don't think there's enough TV catchphrases?
Yeah.
Should we have someone look into it and see if there's enough?
We can look into it and see if there's enough. Okay. So that Renap Recorder Amanda will keep this all in our action items for next week about the catchier phrase and then... Yeah. A TV catchphrase bracket.
Yeah, we're now. Yeah, Amanda, try it. Because there's definitely more that I'm not remembering.
Also, going to talk about Match Game 2. That came up from the best of when we talked about on the best of Renap from 2021. Should we go back to the well for the Match Game?
Match Game 2, a repeat of Stephen Fishback one that made the best of. RHP 2021.
Hey, you seem cold on it now. Yeah.
No. I think we should. I'm just thinking, are we putting on too much at once? No. Because the wheel has been dummy thin for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think we're adding, this is the bones of 2022 are being laid out. You lay out bones.
I don't know. I thought you were saying it was like a bones year. A bones day.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be a bones year. Like the bones your mother laid out for you.
Yeah. Oh, Seinfeld reference. Please stop. Yeah.
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm.
Are being built right now for the whole year because we're putting a bunch of things on and we have no game shows.
I'm not really following your analogy game here, but all right, okay.
Let me try it. Let me try it again. Okay.
Yeah, here.
We added a lot of stuff.
That's it.
We had like a few ideas and now we have a lot of ideas.
Okay.
On the wheel.
Yeah. All right. So you want to put Match Game 2 on the wheel?
Yes.
Okay. Match Game 2 might be a good time to do it in between Survivor seasons.
Yeah, that's a good call too. Okay. Try and get that. When's Survivor start again?
March 2nd.
Okay.
Something around there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot going on between now and then.
Yeah. Okay.
Figure it out.
All right. Anything else, or you want to get to the spin?
I think we put three things on the wheel. It's like a record probably in the last couple of years.
Two things on the wheel.
Oh, yeah. But wait, what we
I
put
literally
on?
I just sold you and Match Game 2.
What's the other thing I'm thinking of?
I can't tell.
Catch your phrase. No, that, I mean, it's not on the wheel per se, but that's going to be an episode hopefully in March. Catch your phrase.
Okay. All right. Akiva, here's what's on the wheel right now. Season 3, episode 7. We have our coin flip. Crappy Movie Diaper now gets two spots in 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Guest choice, not in play this week. Robin and Akiva write a kid's book.
Well, if guest dress comes up, we're going to have to call Frail Mary on the podcast.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'll text her. All right. Robin Keeper write a kid's book. Should we put that in the quicksand? We still have quicksand?
I think we still have quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless we put quicksand in the quicksand.
Should we put quicksand in the quicksand? All right.
But could we bury it with the kid's book?
Yeah. Hmm. All right. I guess we have vetoes.
Yeah.
If we want. Okay.
Oh my God. We haven't used one before like December 28th ever. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we used it January, yes. Early January.
Robin Akiva, I have a commentary. Boy, we talked so much about movie commentary earlier in this podcast. It'd be a great week for that to come up. Our DVD commentary. Yes. The Human Lie Detector. Remind me again what that is.
People are going to come on and they're either going to tell the truth or lie, and we're going to guess with LaTanya Stark.
Okay, great. The Renap recap, we're going to then recap an old episode of Renap. That's sort of like a medium ceiling, very low floor for that one. Robin Akiva, our pickup artist. Oh, I forgot about that one.
You want a quicksand Renap recap?
We'll see. I think I'll have fun when we're doing it, but I feel like the audience won't like it. 2022 Hot Takeoff is here in January.
Yep, that's eligible.
The five spot, Robin Akiva are extra. Yeah. Oops, All Mailbag is on the wheel.
Yep.
And just like that, where we are to potentially watch an episode, this week's episode of And Just Like That, if it comes on before And Just Like That is over.
People listeners are saying it's terrible, right?
Yeah, not good. I don't even think people are talking about it anymore.
I think they're talking about like, I'm not watching anymore. Mm-hmm. I saw the first four episodes and now I'm out.
Yeah.
That's what I've been
saying. Listener's choice. Akiva says it's back here in 2022. I literally just told you Match Game 2 have been added, but are not eligible
next
for
week. Yeah.
This week's show. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Boy, I got a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah. See?
All right.
A lot of stuff.
We rebuilt the wheel. They said it couldn't be done.
They did. They said, you know what? They're out of ideas. And we said,
people said the wheel was broken, and we said we are going to build it back.
And we reinvented, if you will.
And we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
They have egg on their face now.
The kings of ideas are back, baby. All right. Let's spin that wheel.
At some point, I don't know if you hear that very loud noise.
No.
Okay, good. You don't hear it. That's great.
What is it?
Well, it's like the dryer in my house can be heard from like the moon. We're bananas.
Okay. By the way, Akiva, speaking of the moon, you told me about that you were watching For All Mankind. I've watched about seven episodes of it.
What do you think?
I think it's very good. I think that it's. I wouldn't say that for me, I love any of the characters on the show.
I don't really know who's who always.
Yeah. Josh Wigler on the Succession podcast was talking about how Antonio had texted him and talked about the difference between Succession a show where, you really just care about the characters, or do you care about the plot? And I forget, is it Mad Men or is it Mr. Robot? And for me, I don't really care about the characters. I kind of just want to see where it's going.
Right. Yeah. The character is much less important. The plot, very interesting.
Yeah. Plot is very interesting. So, we'll see where it goes. Okay. All right.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. They're very interesting, but I think you got to watch it on like a nice TV. Like, that's a show you're wasting your time if you're watching it on your phone.
Yeah, I agree. Don't watch that on your phone. Okay. I agree.
All right, here we go. And let's see episode 161.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a season 3, episode 7.
Okay, that's exciting.
Okay. All right. So hold on. Let me just step away and grab the fishbowl for one moment. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to count how many ideas are on the wheel. Seems like there's like,
all right, I'm now? Back.
Okay.
Akiva, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Not pulling that again. Real friends don't do that. It was Mary's influence.
A season 3, episode 7 for what is this? I guess they're going to be the third week in January? All right.
I don't know. It's a week. It's in January.
It's a week in January.
I'm all thrown off because football's a week longer. You know what I mean? So it's like we're still in early January until the playoffs start.
Okay.
I base my life around football. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Episode number 161, season 3, episode 7 of...
Should I say the shows very quickly?
Yeah, say it very quickly.
Okay. Gilligan's Island, Gilmore Girls, Doogie Howser, MD, Who's the Boss, Early Edition, Frasier, Desperate Housewives, Full House, Sister, Sister, Sliders, Herman's Head, and Pretty Little Liars. 12 okay. shows.
All right, here we go. Desperate Housewives.
Didn't we just veto this 2 weeks ago?
I think what we did was, it was the season 3, episode 7. I think I vetoed it ahead of its time. And then you were just pull it for fun. Desperate Housewives, season 3, episode 7.
Okay, that's fun.
That's fun.
I think Desperate Housewives will be fun.
Okay.
There's worse ideas in here. Why? Do you want to veto?
No, I don't think it's not a veto candidate for January 15th.
What about next week, Desperate Housewives, and then a Twitter Spaces mailbag again? We try it again.
Okay. Go back to the well for Twitter Spaces mailbag. Okay. Sounds mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah. Okay. And we're telling people now so they could be ready next Saturday.
Be ready. I have identified.
Actually, I don't know about Saturday, but we'll see.
Well, there could be football going on.
Well, it's not just football. We can talk about it. Yeah, we can talk about it.
All right. Maybe. Let's see. Let's see how we're feeling. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I have Corona, it's on Saturday. If I don't, it's not on Saturday.
Okay. That's how you'll know. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Akiva, what else mm-hmm. is coming up for you?
Hopefully we'll do some, football stuff. We love, Black Monday when all the coaches get fired. Mm-hmm. They're rich. Don't worry, guys. They have generational wealth. So we'll talk about that. Week 18 in the NFL playoff preview. NGOG's been rolling. We had 3 episodes 3 weeks in a row, including one with you. Mm-hmm. We had Robbie Freeman on this week. This week it's just the two of us, a two-hander. And that's it. And Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Everyone should check that out. Those are my 3 podcasts right now.
There
three
you
and
go.
A half, some people say.
All right. So let's go ahead and start to bring this baby home of the end of the podcast is here. Now, we said that we're going to do different closing music here, Akiva.
Yeah, I haven't heard the musical in a while. I'd love to hear that.
Okay. What song do you want to hear from the musical?
Well, I think we used to play the Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, like the theme of the musical. That's usually how
we used to play the opening theme song.
Yes, the opening theme song as the closing of this podcast, I think, for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it was like the closing number of the...
Okay, fine. Well, it might be the same. You know, musicals sometimes they do like the first song is the same as the last song in musicals. It's called
a reprise.
Reprise. That's yes. what it's called.
Yeah.
Reprise.
So reprise. Let's see.
Folks.
Reprise folks. Okay. But look on Spotify, Renap the Musical, original cast recording from the great Jason Curtis Rivera. There was the Robin Akiva Need a Podcast finale.
Yes.
Okay.
The finale.
Okay. All right. So we will play you out with the great cast of Renap the Musical singing the finale theme song from the great Jason Curtis Rivera's Renap the Musical. We'll see you next time we talk about season 3, episode 7 of Desperate Housewives. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I think we really need a podcast, but I'd need your help. Can we finally seal the deal?
I think we do. We need a podcast, but that's not enough. We have nothing if we don't at least have a small idea.
For this weekend, let's just pretend that we know what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
I got one more podcast to do.
I bet Mira's happy that I get to do two. I got one more podcast to do.
And I'm just happy that I get to do it with you.
Listen, Akiva, I'm sorry I peeved ya. But you know it's all in good fun. I never expected we'd all be objective. Now this new podcast has begun.
Dude, are you a moron? You think that I'd move on? Leaving was never my plan. You act like an asshat, but of course I'll come back. To the 32 fans.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.